breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Responding to the controversy over attacks on suspected U.S.-bound drug-running boats in the Caribbean, the Pentagon says the strikes have been ruled legal by military and civilian lawyers, adding there is irrefutable evidence confirmed by defense intelligence that those on board the vessels were narco-terrorists. The Trump administration looking to ease the sticker shock from new car prices. President says unrealistic Biden-era fuel economy standards will be eased.
These policies forced automakers to build cars using expensive technologies that drove up costs, drove up prices, and made the car much worse. The action is expected to save the typical consumer at least $1,000 off the price of a new car. And we think substantially more than that.
The Trump team continues working to end the war in Ukraine with talks ongoing in Florida and Beijing. The White House confirms Trump envoy Steve Witkoff will be meeting today with Ukrainian negotiators.
President Trump conceded today that the next stage in this process is unclear. But it would seem that by going back to the Ukrainians, the U.S. negotiators, Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, are now set on seeking further concessions from the Ukrainian side. Deep divisions remain. Russia has called this week's talks constructive, but the two sides appear very little closer to resolving the crisis in Ukraine.
The BBC's David Willis. Decorated Native American veteran Charles Shea has died at the age of 101 in France. He was a 19-year-old U.S. Army medic when he landed on Omaha Beach on D-Day, helping to save many lives by repeatedly plunging into the sea, rescuing critically wounded soldiers. Dow futures up 61. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at a wreck on the Dundalk side this morning, Cove Road right at the Beltway, and the front end of this one vehicle is heavily damaged. Don't know where the other vehicle is. Oh, I see it now. Okay, so both of the vehicles are there. Cove Road at the Beltway is blocked. Some of the ramp traffic is going to be okay, but it looks like for the most part, the straight-through lanes on Cove Road will be affected there at the scene. Baltimore County is already there with that detour underway. About 25 minutes ago, we had a broken-down vehicle southbound going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That has cleared, but the backup is already there, so look for the brake lights coming south on 895 after O'Donnell Street, and a broken-down vehicle in the roadway on the BW Parkway southbound at Powderville Road in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today with temperatures in the chilly and breezy low 40s. Feel like temperatures in the mid 30s. Mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows fall into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 29 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 27 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An investigation is underway after a deadly police-involved shooting in Essex. It happened in the 900 block of Holgate Drive at around 8:30 Wednesday night. Baltimore County police say the incident allegedly started with a family disturbance that left a woman woman with stab wounds. When police arrived, they found the suspect in the apartment building, and officials say shots were fired in response to his actions. The suspect and victim were taken to hospitals where the suspect died. One officer suffered an injury and was taken to a hospital for treatment. All officers were equipped with body-worn cameras, and they are on routine administrative leave. Brandon Scott has unveiled a comprehensive 10-year financial plan to put the city in the best position to meet its fiscal goals and obligations. The mayor's plan aims to generate $2.5 billion in savings and invest $1 billion in infrastructure improvements. Cornerstones of the plan include core service delivery, infrastructure investments, and tax competitiveness. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 990. The pick four, 1120. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the answer to the question is yes. For the first time in 4 weeks, Lamar did practice on a Wednesday. And now we'll see if it makes a difference on Sunday. Lamar wasn't available to the media yesterday, but John Harbaugh was, and he was asked if the break after Thanksgiving helped his quarterback.
I'm not sure exactly the level of help. Probably, yeah, it's always good to get a couple days rest, probably for everybody, you know, so that's a positive in that sense. It wasn't very, you know, enjoyable, you know, for us. It would have been better if we'd have won the game.
It wasn't very enjoyable for the fans either. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, head coach Mike Tomlin at the mic, coming off a game in which Josh Allen ran all over the Steelers. Is there anything he can take away from last week, he was asked, that could help him defend Lamar?
It certainly is, but they're certainly very different guys. They both have designed quarterback runs as a component of their attack. Lamar is more on the perimeter because of his talents, his elusiveness, his speed. Josh Allen is more downhill because of his talents. He's big, he's strong, he's competitive and combative.
Ravens have been installed as a 6-point favorite for Sunday. The injury report yesterday was interesting. For the Ravens, everyone participated, although Lamar was limited, as well as Nate Wiggins. For Pittsburgh, Patrick Queen, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey, and T.J. Watt were all DNPs. Caps were in action last night. Yes, they were, Sean, in San Jose. And man, it was a night to remember.
It's Roy from a bad angle. Askarov kicks it out. Rebound at the doorstep. Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin on the rebound.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Ovi's goal started the onslaught, and it didn't end until the scoreboard read 7-1 Caps, the sixth win in a row for Washington, and the Grade 8 ended up with a pair, 9-11 on the career. Coming up in 30 minutes, new Oriole closer Ryan Helsley says the Birds were the ones he wanted. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Thursday, December 4th, 2025. It's 3 weeks until Christmas. Can you believe it? Time is flying by. Coming up on the program here in this hour, firefighter recruit makes serious threats of violence. Is it time for mental health checks in the Baltimore City Fire Department recruitment process? New information on the drug boat second strike has now emerged, and it's looking like the media and the Democrats and some Republicans got it all wrong. Top story here today, the feud between Mayor BS and Ivan Bates continues to escalate over Monzi and the group violent reduction strategy.
I'm actually really shocked that I got that letter because I thought that there had been a turning point, and I hope that there still has been.
The mayor says he's shocked that he got a letter from Ivan Bates about the cloak of secrecy and, of course, this veil of secrecy regarding the Monzi, the Safe Streets, the Sidestep program. And again, this has been done intentionally, I said, from the get-go. Again, they are paid with the Safe Streets workers are paid by city tax dollars, but they're not named, they're not identified because they're actually managed by LifeBridge and Catholic Charities. So all of this was done intentionally. We're not buying the fact that they're just like undercover cops, because a lot of these Safe Street workers are convicted felons. We just don't know how many. We do know that Safe Streets locations have been raided by the feds before, where they found illegal drugs, illegal ammunition, illegal weapons, you name it. So that's another reason why the mayor doesn't want to give up this information. And Bates finally said that's enough. But something else we did learn in Ivan Bates' letter that I wasn't aware of is that the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement was paying or providing resources to victims and witnesses. Mackenzie Frost, hot on the story.
Did you know that Monzi was offering incentives to victims and witnesses of crimes without revealing that information to the state's attorney's office? That was one of the things that was outlined in the letter from Mr. Bates to you. He argues that it could jeopardize the criminal cases that his office was bringing forward.
So I'll start here, Mackenzie. I provided a full response via letter to the state's attorney this morning, asking him first to reconsider and providing him with responses to the concerns that he raised. But when you talk about victim services, let me just say this. My priority is making sure that folks who need services receive them. We're not hiding information from the state's attorney's office about victims for cases. That I just want folks to know this, that follow the normal process for SAO and BPD and Monzi. And Monzi only steps in when BPD and the state's attorney's office victim services are unable to.
Yeah, and so we're going to get into what the consequences or potential conflicts or ramifications are by providing these resources to victims and witnesses without notifying the state's attorney's office and just in general in just a moment. But the feud is now on, only eclipsed by the feud between Bob Cassily and Sheriff Gaylor. We got a couple of stage five burners going on here in the Baltimore Metro. 6:13 traffic and weather on the three. Speaking of stage five burners, Chuck Whitaker back once again for another dose of rush hour traffic. Chuck?
I'm more of a convection oven.
Yes, you are.
Double door.
You're like an easy bake oven with a dim bulb.
Yeah. Those cookies never came out just right. I should have had a recall.
That's all they've had of the cookie dough ice cream, isn't it?
I can't even eat that.
The unfinished cookie dough.
Eat this stuff raw.
Yeah.
Not me.
Right.
No. This is a pretty bad wreck here, and you think, okay, well, it was way early, and these two vehicles ran together on Cove Road right here at the Beltway, and, it's pretty well lighted right here. It's not like you can't see it, but they knocked the front end off of each one of these cars. So Baltimore County's still here waiting for the wreckers. Now, some traffic is getting by, but you'll see the flashing lights. It's not on the Beltway. It's actually on Cove Road itself on the Dundalk side. That was a broken-down bus on the BW Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road in the right lane, and it looks like there's still some impact from that. So if you're going south from the Fort Meade area, working down towards the Capitol Beltway, there is a backup there. 5:35, there was a stoppage in the Old Harbor Tunnel That's gone and been gone for a while, but now the morning backup has arrived. So very quickly, we're slow on 895 back towards Erdman Avenue, and already we're getting some slowing on 95 south headed towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, low 40s, and then the breeze will make it feel like the mid-30s and a little wind chill factor tonight. We're really cold, down to the low 20s. Tomorrow, snow showers possible mid-morning, and then we'll get a high tomorrow about 32. So we've got this polar vortex, very cold air, Arctic air, which is bringing the cold temperatures currently. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 28 in Ellicott City, and it is 27 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. White House considering a plan to send National Guard troops to New Orleans. And they deserve it, you know. Yep. Maybe a couple of weekend off at Bourbon Street.
Sure. You know,
they've been working really hard. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin wants to beat Elon Musk's SpaceX in the race to land on the moon. Should somebody tell him that we've already done that 56 years ago? Yo, Jeff. He also says he wants to land the first woman on the moon, but again, in second place, the first person to put a woman on the moon was Ralph Cramden. We all know that.
Absolutely. Bang, yeah. Zoom. There we go.
Yeah, we're good. Chiefs-Cowboys matchup on Thanksgiving drew 57.3 million viewers to make it the most watched NFL regular season game ever.
Right.
Of course, 40 million of the 57 million were guys asleep on the couch with a button on their pants undone. Just a little tryptophan coma.
Gotta be comfortable.
Travis Kelce claims he never once had an argument with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Right, it's got something in common. I've never once had an argument with Taylor Swift either.
No.
Does anybody really believe that? They've never had an argument.
And here's the bottom line. Who cares?
Yeah. It's just our disagreement. Right, crossword, as they would say.
And the bottom line again. So what?
Right. I can really tell it floats your boat.
Get out of here with this stuff.
Fashion house Chanel. This might be right up your alley, Chuck. Held a runway fashion show Tuesday on a subway platform in New York City.
Oh.
Apparently they're debuting their new perfume fragrance, Chanel No. 5 Train. Yeah, I wouldn't go anywhere near the Chicago subway or the New York subway right now.
See, I always wore their knockoff. I always had Channel 5.
Yeah. New released photos of the buildings in Jeffrey Epstein's private island contain an image of a dentist chair. Which, think about it, it's kind of appropriate because trying to get information about the Epstein files is like pulling teeth, right? Jeez.
I guess they'd have that just in case somebody had a tooth problem or whatever.
Yeah, I would imagine because it was pretty isolated, right? Man. Legendary guitarist Steve the Colonel Cropper passed away yesterday in Nashville. He was 84. You might remember his first lick on a riff, if you will, on Stax Records. He was part of the Booker T and the MGs. The song was Green Onions. Steve was instrumental in the Blues Brothers band in 1978. Mm-hmm. He got them to do the cold open of the show. They played Soul Man, and he was the one who suggested the song to John Belushi.
Mm.
Yeah, so was Steve. Steve Cropper was everywhere. When Otis Redding passed away in a plane crash on December 10th of 1967, he barely had time to grieve because the record company wanted a single out immediately, and he's the one that mixed Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. They had a hit single immediately, got it out the next morning. He ran the final mix out to a flight attendant on the plane to get it on the plane so they could get it into the studio, and they did. And it's now the 28th of the 500 greatest songs of all time. That's just amazing. If I asked you, go ahead, Chuck.
Yes, I was going to say, I loved Otis Redding. Never liked that song.
Oh, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay? Yeah. Otis Redding was great. It just, you know, it was played so much. And it was just, you know, down-tempo songs have a tough time, really, you know, getting, you know, it hit number one, but, you know.
You know, he had a lot of those soul songs,
right.
Like Shake and all that stuff, and, oh, my Lord, I've been loving you too long.
Unlikely City near New York has been named as the top Christmas hotspot in the U.S. Yes, yeah. Jersey City.
Well, pack your bags, my friend, come see the show. Mama's Italian cookies are white. So raise a toast, feel that holiday glow. Only Jersey
I know what you're thinking.
Christmas kid.
Oh! Jersey style.
Did he?
Forget about it.
Frederick, Maryland was number 5. Dover, Delaware, number 4. Newark, New Jersey, 3. Wilmington, Delaware, number 2. Jersey City, Jersey. I have a theory about this because maybe the exception of Frederick, the rest of these cities are pretty much dumps. And so maybe that's they really do it up at Christmas time. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not gonna
hey, congratulations, Chuck. The Chuck E. Cheese Christmas special is coming out.
I guess Christmas spirit really is alive and well after all.
Of course it is, Santa. What would we do without Christmas?
What would we do without Christmas?
Last time we saw it, 1983, so I guess Chuck E. Cheese is trying to jumpstart their business a little bit.
That was a pretty hot business for a while.
It was. I mean, I remember taking my kids to the Chuck E. Cheese's, especially the Big Rat. You know, my youngest son, Logan, was not a big fan of the Big Rat, okay?
No.
He went to the other side of the room when he saw the Big Rat come out.
And the female hippo that had the big eyelashes kept making passes at me, something like that.
Well, that happens everywhere you go.
That's how I got in the situation I am now.
Oh,
with Mrs. Whitaker.
I'm going to distance myself from that one right now. All right, Chuck, see you soon.
All right, Sean.
Hopefully. 6:21, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced claim reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. This December, honor Maryland's heroes by joining Wreaths Across America at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. On Saturday, December 13th at 12 p.m., volunteers will gather to place wreaths on the graves of our fallen service members, ensuring that their sacrifice is remembered during the holiday season. You can take part by sponsoring a wreath, volunteering, or simply attending to pay your respects. Visit wreathsacrossamericadelaney.org to learn more. Remember, honor, teach. Come join on December 13th at Delaney Valley Gardens.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, 23 minutes after the hour. Traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, picked up a little bit on the BW Parkway now. It's still slow at Powder Mill Road. There was a broken down bus in the right lane southbound right after Powder Mill Road. But right now, just in the last couple of minutes, the speeds are up just a bit. Doesn't mean they're flying through there, but at least they're moving better than they were 15 minutes ago. Baltimore County says they have a new wreck. It's Minor York Road near the Beltway. So traffic in Towson, keep an eye out for that. And they're still working on the wreck. Heavily damaged vehicles on Cove Road, sitting on Cove Road, right at the bridge at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is that a Debbie Whitaker inspired sound theme there? A little music.
Ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, you may want to stop by the flower shop on the way home.
It's like, don't come home without it.
He already has it.
It's written on the garage, the last thing you see when you pull out. Don't come home without it.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, low 40s today, with a wind chill down into the mid-30s. And right now we are at 30, partly cloudy in Severn, 28 in Middle River. We're talking about the feud between Ivan Bates, the state's attorney, in the city, and of course Mayor BS and his GVRS, his groups violence reduction strategy, and or of course the safe streets, the sidestep diversion program. I'm going to talk a little bit about this, resources that are being provided to victims and or witnesses by the mayor's office. And here's the thing: if for instance you find out that there's somebody from Safe Streets that is responsible for let's say for the death or injury of somebody, is that not a conflict that you're then trying to buy their silence with providing resources and or I don't know what's included in the resources, whether it's shelter, whether it's medical care, whether it's money. We don't know, because that's not been revealed to the state's attorney's office nor to the rest. I think, we'll talk with Mackenzie Frost about this a little bit later on this morning. I'm sure she'll want to talk about that when she does her in-depth preview for tonight. But then the other thing is, what about witnesses? You're not allowed to tamper with any witness in any way, shape, or form in any criminal investigation. And here the mayor is providing resources to potential witnesses in any of these cases, folks. This is a massive problem, I think. I mean, it's kind of been glossed over in the news reports today, but to me, it's a big, big deal. Now, Mayor Scott is firing back at the city state's attorney, saying that, you know, he didn't even bother showing up at a GVRS meeting the other day.
Today, we had our GVRS strategic management team meeting, as they do every other week. It's unfortunate the state's attorney's office was not there, but other partners were. And while we are in a better position than we've ever been with public safety, I will not allow anything to distract us from that work.
So it's just not the witnesses and the resources for the victims as part of the Bates letter. Bates took issue when it comes to sidestep. That's the Hutes diversion program. Providers involved with the program were paying young participants. Now, I don't have all the details of this, but this is all on, this is from published reports today in the Baltimore Sun, Fox 45, Baltimore Banner. And Bates wrote, quote, "While I can understand the desire to support young offenders, do it in this manner is extremely troubling. It sends a message to juvenile offenders that they will be compensated if they commit crimes against Baltimore residents." So let's pause there for just a second and digest this. Instead of being held accountable in either an adult cell or in a detention facility, what the mayor is doing with the sidestep program is he is compensating these thugs, incentivizing them to not commit crime. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard of a wacky, lunatic, socialist Marxist wanting to pay criminals not to commit crime, but this is, I think, the first time we've seen it or heard of it here in Baltimore. And to me, this is completely unacceptable. It is, I think, a fireable offense, an impeachable offense, a recall offense, whatever you want to call it. No way, shape, or form should any city agency or any elected official ever pay or compensate a juvenile for committing a crime or to try to convince them not to commit a crime. And that's what we have here. And now you understand why Ivan Bates sent a 7-page letter to the mayor about this veil and cloak of secrecy. I understand Mayor Scott wants to do anything and everything to keep black and brown offenders out of jail, but this has now crossed the line. This is beyond the pale. I'm interested in how you feel about this. 410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, we love to hear from you on this issue. Coming up next, right after the 6:30 news, we're going to take a look at the new information has now surfaced, pardon the pun, on the drug boat strike. And we'll share that with you here in just a second. Looks like, once again, President Trump and Secretary of War Hegseth were right. And so we'll find out more about that coming up in just a second. Our friends at Town Appliance, both mirrors, either mirror is good. You come in and get both. You can get stereo mirrors. But either way, if you're in the market for a new appliance or if you want to upgrade your entire kitchen, doesn't matter. They've got a stunning showroom, over 70 different brands on display of every single appliance you could imagine. They have got incredible customer service, price match, and also they do deliver and everything else that you might imagine. So for every budget, they've got every appliance at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. 6:30, let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. The father of one of Rachel Morin's children has been charged with possession of child pornography. Morin was the mother of five who was murdered on the Mon Paw Trail in Bel Air in 2023. 51-year-old Matthew McMahon is being held without bond after Maryland State Police allegedly traced the explicit videos and images to his computer. McMahon's arrest was the result of an investigation that began in September. A trial is scheduled for January. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in connection with an armored car robbery. The heist took place in the 2100 block of East Monument Street on Wednesday morning, and the suspect took off with an undisclosed amount of money. The BPD's Foxtrot helicopter and officers on the ground located 39-year-old Jamal Love in the 3400 block of Franklin Street, and he was taken into custody. Part of BWI Marshall Airport was cleared out at around 6 p.m. Wednesday for a law enforcement investigation. Travelers briefly had to leave Concourse A for the Maryland Transportation Authority investigation. BWI officials say no threat was found and operations resumed as normal by 6:30. And an investigation is underway after a deadly police-involved shooting in Essex. It happened in the 900 block of Holgate Drive at around 8:30 Wednesday night. Baltimore County Police say the incident allegedly started with a family disturbance that left a woman with stab wounds. When police arrived, they found the suspect in the apartment building, and officials say shots were fired in response to his actions. The suspect and victim were taken to hospitals, where the suspect died. One officer suffered an injury and was taken to a hospital for treatment. All officers were equipped with body-worn cameras, and they are on routine administrative leave. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We started around 5:30 this morning with a problem at the Old Harbor Tunnel. That was a broken down vehicle that cleared, but it backed us up early, and now we're really getting the backup. 895 is slow back to Moravia Road from there through the tunnel. 20 to 25 minutes. 95 now, not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost. So 20 to 25 minutes there as well. Both the tunnels with a heavy backup already. The west side outer loop has filled in quickly now from 795 going down the hill towards Frederick Road. If you're downtown early, there's some police activity around the intersection at Calvert Street and Monument Street. Limited lanes right now on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today with temperatures in the chilly and breezy low 40s. Feel like temperatures in the mid 30s, mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows fall into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. A lot of angst in Baltimore, of course, over this Ravens team that in the preseason was thought to be the elite team in the NFL. But in Pittsburgh, it goes even deeper. The Fire Tomlin chants are growing louder, especially against the Bills last week, to the point where two Steeler icons have called for him to move on. Talking about Ben Roethlisberger and James Harrison, suggesting that a mutual parting of the ways may be best for both parties.
It's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. But maybe it's best for him, too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd probably go win national championships.
Wow, floating the Penn State job out there from Mike Tomlin. Those were Big Ben's comments on his podcast. We'll have James Harrison's blistering comments at 7:35. Meanwhile, as for the Ravens, the mantra they're putting out there is everything is still in front of us. In terms of the division and the playoffs, Marlon Humphrey with a blunt message to his teammates yesterday in Owings Mills.
You know, every game you play in the NFL is very meaningful. But if you can't get up for this one, I think that shows something about your character. I think that shows something about your will. And honestly, I think that just shows if you are a Raven or you're not a Raven.
The team also making a bit of surprising news yesterday, signing tight end Mark Andrews to a three-year contract extension worth $39.3 million, with 26 of it guaranteed. Orioles news. Closer Ryan Helsley on a Zoom call with the MLB Network, speaking for the first time since signing with the Birds on why he actually chose Baltimore.
We had a few offers on the table, but obviously we felt like Baltimore was the best, and not only the best offer, but the best fit, and I kept me more excited to be a part of this organization.
Helsley citing the 1 year out the Orioles offered was a big consideration. Let's just hope that this isn't Craig Kimbrell all over again from 2024. And finally, the world of basketball mourning the loss this morning of former NBA and college basketball star Eldon Campbell. The news first reported by the LA Times. Campbell's cause of death remains unknown. The former center spent 8 seasons with the Lakers during his 15-year NBA career, but won his only NBA championship during his time in Detroit, which ironically came against the Lakers. Campbell, who played for Clemson at the collegiate level, was 57 years of age. The time now is 6:37. When we return, there is no room for Tucker.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So it used to be, Sean, that Justin Tucker's name was mentioned with the kicking greats of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Adam Vinatieri, Morton Anderson, Gary Anderson.
Jan Stenerud.
Lou Groza. Right. Okay, way back in the day.
The Toe. What about
Tom Dempsey?
Lou Michaels.
Oh, Lou Michaels, of course. Yeah, well, Tom Dempsey wasn't actually a great one.
Right.
But anyway, he had a club. But now he's mentioned with these names, okay? Blake Groupe and Cade York. You know why those names?
No.
Well, he went to New Orleans a couple weeks ago for a tryout because Blake Groupe had missed 2 field goals. They didn't sign him. They ended up signing Cade York. Okay?
Okay.
The Saints ended up signing Cade York. Then he goes to the Colts the other day for a tryout. They didn't sign him. They end up signing Blake Groupe.
Oh, no.
Who just lost his job with the Saints because he stank.
Why even bring him in the building?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I actually wonder what he has left. Like at the tryout,
right?
Does he hit them all?
Yeah.
From how far? Like, what's left in his leg at this point for teams
you
to say?
You could inquire of each club to see how he performed in his tryout.
You mean me personally?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Well, I thought you'd be interested because you've been hot on the trail of Justin Tucker.
Well, it's a story.
Yeah, it is a great story.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know if it's a great story.
Did he have a tryout with the Green Bay Packers?
Did he?
I thought I saw that. Maybe they were thinking about it and never brought him in.
So teams have decided that Blake Groupe and Cade York are better than Justin Tucker.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't help when you walk in the door and say, where's the massage therapy? So
was that the first question?
It could have been.
Are you so happy with yourself? You really are. You're happy with you. You're glad I brought this story up.
I am. I knew you were going to bring it up because I saw it in the news. I said, just wait. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen.
So you had it all ready to go.
I was ready. All right.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Michael has a very good point here about Ivan Bates. He says Bates is separating himself from Monzi for a reason. Yes, that could be, especially with the history of Monzi and the trouble they've been in. And who knows, with a new sheriff in town, that would be President Trump and A.G. Bondi and Director Patel, there might be some further investigation of the Safe Streets program by the mayor. Let's face it, it's not like Baltimore and Maryland has this squeaky clean reputation for doing things by the book. In fact, most of them get booked here in the state. So it's a great point, Michael. Thanks for sharing that with us here this morning. Never thought I'd see today that Democrats, including ones that, long careers in elected office, like Jack Reed, Senate Armed Services Committee, would actually make excuses for the drug cartels and end up defending the drug cartels and these narco drug boats.
You know, one of the factors that drives youth in the United States and is demand. And most narco traffickers are not in those boats. They pay people to do that, and usually people who are not significantly involved with narco trading. It's the way they make money.
Mm-hmm. It's just another way to make money with on these boats with four 900 horsepower engines on the back with big plastic bags on the boat. There's not a single evidence of any kind of fishing gear, nets or holding tanks or anything on these boats. These boats are not for fishermen, folks. These boats are, and again, of course they get low rent levels to run these boats. The big kingpins, the drug cartel drug lords, aren't going to be doing these boats because they know what happens. They get blown to smithereens. Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, says he's never seen Democrats act like this.
This is the first time I could ever think where a major political party has sided with narco trafficking, murdering terrorist scum.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they are. Now, if you follow along, Admiral Bradley, who actually was the one in charge of this operation back in September on this narco drug cartel boat that, the first missile took it out, but apparently there were survivors. And it's been reported by the Washington Compost and others that Pete Hegseth gave an order to kill, which in some circles could certainly be considered a war crime, an illegal act, unlawful on the seas, etc. But that's not exactly what happened, as we found out from the New York Times. Now, ABC News' Martha Raddatz, of all people, reporting on their sources say, no, it was something different happened regarding that second strike.
And tonight, new information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice. So again, David, that video will be key, and Admiral Bradley will be on the Hill tomorrow behind closed doors.
Yeah, well, that certainly changes things, doesn't it? Because when you take out an enemy ship and they're still in the fight, they don't lower their colors, they don't stop engaging in warlike activity, they're still fair targets. And it appears that this is exactly what happened. Now, a JAG officer was sitting right there at CENTCOM in the room saying, oh no, they're trying to salvage the drugs, they're calling for support, they're trying to get another boat maybe to get the drugs and continue on with a plan to kill Americans with their fentanyl, whatever else they were trafficking. So once again, this is a ill-fated attempt by many on the left, many in the media, and some rhinos like Rand Paul Roger Wicker, etc. They're just trying desperately to get anything they can on Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump, and that's not going to work. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Both the tunnels already this morning, 25-minute delays. Southbound, we started at 5:30 with a broken-down vehicle at the Old Harbor Tunnel. So that backed up, and we've not recovered, and we're probably not going to recover anytime soon. So 895 at the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway at Moravia Road. That's where that starts. 95 now is slowing at Moravia Road. From those two points going through both the tunnels, 25-minute delays. That's barring any new problems on the southbound side. Earlier this morning, the wreck Cove Road right at the bridge at the Beltway on the Dundalk side. Some police activity downtown Calvert Street at Monument Street, and already delays on the Beltway. It's filling in quickly at Hartford Road on the northeast outer loop, but that west side delay is already there, and it's solid. 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. Mr. Casey, check your phone. I sent you a picture of the Bay Bridge.
I did. I'm pulling it up right now as we speak, and that is
beautiful.
Wow, that is one of the best sunrises ever. That is gorgeous.
It's just gorgeous.
Wow. How'd you get on the bridge so fast?
Well, you know, I have ways of getting around. The magic carpet ride.
That's right.
It's an 8x10.
You might want to take that magic carpet ride on the way home today.
Yeah. I might as well just keep on flying.
Just fly right
someplace out of the
fly
country.
Right over the house, just for safety's sake.
Yeah,
your Fox 45, yeah, it's gorgeous. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: mostly cloudy, low 40s today. Breeze will make it feel like the mid 30s. That's our wind chill tonight. Bitterly cold, down to the low 20s. Maybe some snow showers possible tomorrow morning. High temperatures around 32. There's Mrs. Claus again. Right now, 27 and clear in Bel Air, 29 in Severn. Time. Head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bill Johnson. It is.
Oh, he's just yakking on a bone. He's got it up. He's all right now.
It is all right now. It is National Cookie Day.
I did it all for the cookie. The cookie. The cookie. And you can take a cookie and stick it in my yum. Stick it in my yum. Stick it in my yum.
Oh, I'm scared.
Maggie, what is your favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip? Toll House or?
Toll House.
Do you like them thin? Do you like them thicker?
Thin.
Thin.
Yes.
Thin chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Not those big monstrous 2-3-inch thick ones.
Yeah.
That like some people bake. It looks like they just put a whole roll on.
The colon buster.
Yeah, exactly. Colon buster. Chuck, do you have a favorite cookie?
Famous Amos.
Famous Amos. They're known for their chocolate chip. I like the combination of the chocolate chip and macadamia nut, especially the white chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff there.
Good stuff.
And some people like the do you like the peanut butter cookies with a Hershey Kiss at Christmas time?
Yeah.
They're sugar cookies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah, they're good. Christmas cookies are always good. And I like the butter cookies.
Oh, yeah.
The butter cookies.
The tin? I like the
shortbread
cookies.
Yes.
From Scotland.
Yeah, they're also good. Now we've exhausted.
They give me the win, but it's all right.
We've exhausted all of our cookies here today. Apparently, 7-Eleven Japan's viral egg salad sandwich is now available in the United States. I don't know how I feel about this.
I'm feeling pretty.
I'm a little bit skittish about food at 7-Eleven to begin
especially
with.
Especially when it's eggs.
Why?
And then
egg salad,
you don't
that's
think
mayo.
It's a gourmet place.
The Japanese style egg salad sandwich, the famous Tamago Sando, officially available at participating 7-Eleven stores nationwide. It is apparently soft, fluffy milk bread, creamy, velvety egg salad with, again, what they call Kewpie mayo. The egg yolk only Japanese legend is basically the seasoning in and of itself. And how 7-Eleven, it got to 7-Eleven, we don't know. But it's
I've seen Kewpie mayo. It's actually I think it's a brand.
Yeah.
I think you can get them at some supermarket.
Okay. All right, so that's it. We'll check it out. Maybe some brave soul will try it. And tell us with if you like egg salad, I'm sure, you know, that's...
I do, but I don't think I like that.
No, yeah.
Well, you won't know until you try it.
Well, just reeks up wherever you are. It stinks.
That's my point. Are you going to condemn me because of that?
No, I'm not. You have free will, at least until when you return home at 9:30.
We're on that now all day. I already told her that the radio at the house is broken. The battery's out.
She can stream it on her phone.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I just sent her an email just a reminder.
If you're listening, honey, I didn't mean that, swear to God.
Could be. Never mind. I don't want to get you in any more trouble. Hershey's new Dubai chocolate inspired bar will have an ultra exclusive release coming up soon, and that's with a creamy pistachio and crunchy. There's a little crunchy something you put in there, like I think it's rice. It might be rice, but it's covered in Hershey's iconic milk chocolate. Look, I love pistachios. So I've been looking forward to trying this one.
That actually does.
I can eat a whole bag of pistachios. Mm-hmm. The shelled white ones.
The regular just. Yeah, no. They're green, though, I thought, pistachio.
Well, they have the white shells, and the actual pistachio itself has got a green hue to it. I don't like the red shells. They stain your fingers, and it's dye. I don't want anything to do with the dye, but the ones they now make, they call the pistachio kernels. They're just already shelled, and they're put in a bag. But I understand they're not that healthy for you. So get the white shelled pistachios. Huh. Unsalted is best, but if you must have salt, that's number two.
I must have salt.
Six-pack of Coors Light and a bag of those, and you're ready to go.
Where have you been all my life?
Right around the corner, hon. Just call you.
Oh, now he's doubled down. He's doubled down in two bits this morning. He's on the ropes. I've never seen anything like this. Wow.
just wait till you choose your fake news.
You may be done by then.
Where's Linda in Dickieville?
That's right. You may have. You may have papers.
I didn't make that up. She lives there.
You may have papers served by then.
Well, it takes a couple days.
They don't even know where the hell I am.
Nobody does.
I'm actually on a barge 250 miles off of Palm Harbor.
The love barge. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate it. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And you're listening to Casey and Company, the best of which you can hear and experience each and every day. It's at our WCBM.com on our website, Facebook, and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael E. Freeman. Coming up next, is it time for the fire department to issue mental health checks for their recruits? We'll explain why in just a moment.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun we're having, hon, on a snowy Christmas day, A.K. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to run in a beat-up Chevrolet. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon my family was seated by my side.
Hello!
I fired up the car with lots of noise and smoke, and as we drove, we had to sing because my radio's broke. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun we're having, fun on a snowy Christmas day.
Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That's David DuBois, classic in his old Crabs for Christmas. You might remember that, and he's got a whole album out. Great guy, David, and boy, that's typical Ballmer, isn't it? Again, maybe you leave, instead of the cookie you leave out for Santa, maybe you leave a bag of Old Bay chips out with, you know, again, some soda pop or whatever, again, or maybe just some Carling Black Label. That might be it. Or some Natty Bows, bud. That's it. That's got to be a Baltimore Natty Bow with a bag of Old Bay chips, right, for Santa for Christmas. That's what Chuck might be having for dinner tonight. All right, 6:53. Traffic and weather.
What do you mean dinner? I'm talking about 15 minutes.
Time for the Thursday morning rush hour here once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
Early ride through Annapolis, still clear right here at I-97 and Route 32, and then everybody's okay between the Bay Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and over to the Severn River Bridge. Definitely the backups early on the Beltway now on the west side for the traffic coming south from 795 working its way all the way down to Frederick Road. The inner loop at Green Spring, not too bad right now. And then the outer loop at Hartford Road coming over from Bel Air Road to Providence Road. That's slow there as well. But everybody is moving so far. We're going to have problems south and east again today. Clear skies and the sunshine will be a problem in about 45 minutes or so. We're looking at 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer with the heavy traffic south already this morning at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, low 40s today. Breeze will make it feel like the mid-30s thanks to the wind chill tonight. We're down to low 20s under clear skies, and then maybe some snow showers. Possible mid-morning tomorrow with a high of only around freezing, 32 degrees. So this is a blast of cold air. It's going to be with us at least for the next several days. Right now we're looking at 28 and clear in Essex, 26 in the city. It's usually the other way around. It's warmer in the city and colder in the burbs, but not this morning. I always thought that it was pretty much, when you go into the police academy or you go into the fire academy, there are physical standards that you have to meet, requirements. And I would think there would be some kind of background check in your history and maybe even a mental health evaluation. Because after all, you're asking people to put their lives on the line. Okay, you got to make sure they're mentally sound. But apparently, that is not the case when it comes to the Baltimore City Fire Department. Case in point. They're now facing scrutiny over the recruitment process following a potential threat this week at the training academy on Pulaski Highway. Matt Coster, who was president of the Baltimore City Firefighters local, he expressed concern after a fire academy recruit allegedly sent text messages on December the 3rd threatening to shoot others and himself.
You don't want somebody that's going to ultimately shoot somebody. That's not what we're looking for.
Yeah, I would think not. Most of these firefighters are so brave and cut from a different cloth that they're running into burning buildings when others are running out, saving people, putting themselves at risk. We had the three firefighters in the Stricker Street fire that died in a fire collapse. So this is all not meant to be a knock in any way, shape, or form against the firefighters. But it is a suggestion that maybe you ought to do a better job of screening those that you're welcoming in. And according to Coster, he said this recruit was a serious threat.
Recruit in question was text messaging other recruits in his class, saying that he was going to shoot somebody or shoot people and then take his own life, from what I understand.
Officers discovered loaded weapons in the recruit's vehicle, though nobody was injured. He was taken to the hospital for evaluation, and Coster is questioning the process now, saying maybe we do need some kind of vetting or mental screening of these individuals.
As far as I know, there is no mental health screening process. I mean, it's deeply concerning if somebody with, you know, any kind of mental illness or issues can make it that far in the process. Yes, I would say that's concerning to anyone.
Yeah, well, Coster has been in discussions now with Fire Chief James Wallace and the administration to implement mental health evaluations. But, you know, it always comes down to money, doesn't it? And in this particular case, it's very concerning that, according to Baltimore County Fire Department spokesman John Marsh, he says recruits are not required to undergo psychological evaluations but must pass a thorough background check. I said county, I meant city. But again, how thorough is the background check? Again, when somebody gets into a recruiting class, and I don't know if you saw the video or the pictures of the firearms, there were, by my count, at least almost a dozen long guns, handguns. This guy was going to go out in a blaze of glory, pardon the pun, and it just, it puts others, I mean, imagine graduating that class. And who knows if he would do it at the graduation ceremony or something. He would have taken out, he'd have wiped out an entire class or perhaps maybe even an entire fire station. So, we don't know what triggered this. Pardon me, again, the pun. We don't know what initiated the investigation or how they find out. The text obviously was a slam dunk. But was there anything before the text messages that may have given authorities a hint of what was to come? That is a good question. By the way, which American state is the freest? Well, the latest results are in from the Fraser Institute's Economic Freedom of North America. New Hampshire, for the 24th time, the freest state in the Union, followed by South Dakota, Florida, as the free states. New York is the least free state. Come on, somewhat surprised me. I thought maybe California. But California and Hawaii followed beyond there. And as to our state here in the state of Maryland, we were ranked number 30, which I find interesting. I thought we would be in the bottom 10, but we're not. Delaware is. Delaware is at 44, just outside the bottom five. West Virginia, 42. Maryland at 30. Pennsylvania at 17. And the state of Virginia at 15. So we're in the bottom half, but slightly below the middle of the pack there. But the freest states, that's where people want to go. That's where they're moving from the least free states, New York, California, Hawaii, Illinois, you name it, going to the others. All right, coming up next, a Senate Select Committee Intelligence and Democrats suggesting a military coup and much, much more. Don't forget, Mackenzie Frost joins us. Go in-depth a little bit later on this morning, right after the 8:30 news. Stay with us here on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Navy Admiral who ordered a follow-up strike on a suspected U.S.-bound drug-running boat off Venezuela testifies today on Capitol Hill. A classified briefing delivered by Admiral Mitch Bradley. There's been no lack of controversy over the strike because it may have killed a couple of suspected narco-terrorists who survived the initial hit. Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff meets in Florida today with Ukrainian officials. Trump administration continues trying to end the war in Ukraine. President Trump on his team's earlier meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He would like to end the war. That's what they, that was their impression. Now, whether or not, you know, that was their impression. Yeah, their impression was that they'd like to see, he would like to see the war ended. I think he'd like to get back to dealing a more normal life. I think I'd like to be trading with the United States of America, frankly, instead of, you know, losing thousands of soldiers a week.
President has crossed party lines to pardon a Texas congressman and his spouse.
Citing what he called a weaponized justice system, the president pardoned Texas Democratic Representative Henry Cuellar and his wife in a federal bribery and conspiracy case. He claimed the two were prosecuted because the congressman had been critical of President Joe Biden's immigration policies. Writing on social media, the president said Cuellar bravely spoke out against open borders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Calling them ridiculously expensive, burdensome, and horrible, President Trump is trashing Joe Biden's super stringent fuel economy standards for new cars. Mr. Trump says the move should cut at least $1,000 from the cost of a new vehicle, while encouraging automakers to invest more in their American manufacturing operations while producing vehicles that consumers really want. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 49 points, NASDAQ futures 6 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County says they have a new accident now in Rosedale-Pulaski Highway westbound near the Beltway. I just looked at the camera there, see traffic moving on Pulaski Highway, but you might have a deputy in that area. And about an hour ago, we had the wreck. Heavy damage to both the vehicles on Cove Road right over the Beltway Bridge at 695. And again, Baltimore County was there. Looking live now at both the Harbor Tunnels, 95. You're basically sitting still right here at 95 at Moravia Road. From there through the Fort McHenry Tunnel towards Camden Yards, 35 minutes now. 895 has moved down just a bit, but still at least 25 minutes for the old Harbor Tunnel. And all the normal delays are out there now on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Mostly cloudy today with temperatures in the chilly and breezy low 40s. Feel like temperatures in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows fall into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 32 degrees in Parkville and 31 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. A crash involving a 2018 Tesla and a 2020 Nissan claimed the life of a 75-year-old woman. Police reported to the 3100 block of West Northern Parkway Tuesday night. The driver in the Tesla suffered minor injuries, and the other passenger, a 7-year-old, was taken to the hospital as a precaution. And the father of one of Rachel Morin's children has been charged with possession of child pornography. Morin was the mother of five who was murdered on the Monpaw Trail in Bel Air in 2023. 51-year-old Matthew McMahon is being held without bond after Maryland State Police allegedly traced the explicit videos and images to his computer. McMahon's arrest was the result of an investigation that began in September. A trial is scheduled for January. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 890. That's 990. The pick four, 1120. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When life happens and you need to sell your Maryland or Pennsylvania home, call my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steo, with your home sold guaranteed realty, who's here with me today. Vinny is our local real estate expert with over 22 years of experience and expertise, helping you sell for your price and within your time frame.
Selling your home, Sean, can be stressful, especially when life happens, like a sudden job change, passing of a loved one, or a growing family. Knowing exactly how much your home will sell for in today's market is the first step, and then I back it up with an upfront written guarantee. My guarantee is simple and easy to understand. If I can't sell your home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to you.
When life happens, the name to remember is Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. I strongly suggest you call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It is true that some of the luster from Ravens Steelers is missing this year, as both team struggles have been well documented. Nevertheless, it remains special to the players, to the point where Aloe Gilman has been reminded of an old Ravens adage ad nauseum this week.
Here's anyone, everyone. So,
how often per
training room?
How often per day?
It's averaging about 9 per day. One more day of 9, I'm about to fight at this point. So, I'm tired of hearing it. We're gonna go do it. I'm just gotta go do what I gotta do, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Of course, the old adage is you're not a Raven until you play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, tight end Pat Freiermuth on what it all means on that side.
Just all the history in it. It's definitely my favorite game to play in. And obviously with the recent history with losing to them in the wild card in Baltimore. And there's a lot of urgency in this game, and we're excited for it.
College football, the Young Terps defense and special teams earned a slew of Big Ten postseason honors yesterday, including kicker Sean O'Hare named first team All-Big Ten. 8 Terps received honorable mention, including lineman Sidney Stewart out of Concordia Prep in Towson and linebacker Daniel Wingate out of St. Vincent Pilate in Laurel. Caps were back in action in the back end of a 2-game and 2-night stint, proving that they do know the way to San Jose.
Zooming through center, Ryan Leonard. Leonard with a gorgeous move. He scores! Normally, I wouldn't pound a 7-goal like that, but that was special.
Joe Beninati had the call. Ryan Leonard with a pair, and Ovi chipped in with two as well. Caps rode the Sharks all night. 7-1 was the final sixth win in a row. Coming up in 30 minutes, James Harrison takes Mike Tomlin to task. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, you can join us here on the program. We did the Mayor Scott, Ivan Bates, and if you missed it, the big takeaway there, we found out from the Bates letter that the Sidestep program of paying juvenile thugs who have been diverted from jail, basically compensating them to not commit crime. That's just wonderful. You may want to react to that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at the BPD. Has two juvies that arrested in a stolen car, 13 and 14 years old, with a rap sheet. Prior arrest. That should not shock really anybody at all. The Democrats are defending drug cartels, as we just heard. But now they're attacking ICE agents. We hear how they're interfering with law enforcement. And we're coming to a crucial point now where the Justice Department is going to have to do something with these rogue Democrat state's attorneys and or local attorneys. We'll explain. But we're also going to have to do something with rogue Democrats now that are trying to undermine President Trump's commander-in-chief executive authority when it comes to the military. As you know, the Seditious Six, led by Space Cadet Kelly, along with Spook Slotkin, they have doing everything they can to encourage the military to defy the orders. All of the orders so far have been legal, and I think they will be as far as long as Trump is in office, because they're running everything through White House counsel, through the Justice Department, through military JAG officers. As we said, that today on Capitol Hill is going to be a meeting with Admiral Bradley in Congress over that second strike. We now find out, ABC is reporting, that there was a JAG officer there. They were trying to salvage the drugs. They were trying to climb up. But what I think is most dangerous is when you have people, elected officials. Now, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is part of the intelligence community. They're part of the deep state, as is the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. They are part and part and parcel to the deep state. One of the big deep staters on that committee is Senator Mark Warner of Virginia. Here is what he said in an interview just the other day about the military saving the United States from President Trump.
Unprecedented disrespect when they were all brought to get a pep rally in front of Hegseth and Trump. This is an administration that's fired, you know, uniformed generals from the head of the NSA, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And I think in many ways, the uniformed military may help save us from this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump. And I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
Yeah. So there, he's hoping, he's suggesting, he is implying that the military might have to do something to save the country from President Trump. Folks, that's what happens in third world banana republics. The military is used to change the levers of government. The military is used to overthrow the existing government. This is now getting serious. Mark Warner knows exactly what he's saying. Mark Warner this is no accident. This isn't some low-level member of Congress that is suggesting that they just defy orders. When you start contemplating and or suggesting that the military may have to save the country from Trump. That is sedition. That is trying to throw a palace coup. And we'll see if our legal beagles agree and warn Senator Warner and others that they are skating on thin ice. 7:13, traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Just looking in and around the Beltway. Nothing major right now, but all the backups are there. Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The interloop at Greenspring is still really not too bad right now, right here at Greenspring, headed over to the JFX. But the west side outer loop, that backup starts early in the morning, and it's there, and it's 795. It's going all the way down to Frederick Road, the southwest corner of the Beltway. And looking at it live here at the Beltway at 295, all the lanes are open. The parkway is busy, of course, as you're going south through Arundel Mills and eventually down to Route 32. JFX, a good pace right now from Ruxton Road through the city county line. 30-minute delays, a lot of traffic out there this morning. Very heavy and very slow southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, low 40s today. Wind chill make it feel like the mid-30s. We don't have any of that frozen stuff in the forecast till maybe tomorrow. We'll know more later on this afternoon. Right now, clear 29 in Columbia, and it's 28 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, finally, it has happened. The President of the United States, Donald John Trump, has gotten rid of these horrific CAFE standards. These are the fuel efficiency standards that were imposed on us by Chairman Joe and the greenie Democrats. Here's the announcement yesterday.
Policy, maybe CAFE standards, okay, as an example. Who signed CAFE? If you asked Biden what's a CAFE standard, he would have absolutely no idea. He'd say, where is the CAFE located? The guy didn't know anything. Look, that just shows you what a rigged election can be. But you understand what I'm saying. Thank you.
Now, and basically, the CAFE standards were made so ridiculous by the Biden regime that it was going to force us all into purchasing EVs or electric vehicles. You know, and that's, we're seeing the same thing here with Governor Wes Taxmore in Maryland with the Climate Solutions Control Act, whatever it's called, of 2022, in which they have declared war, going back to Al Gore, on the internal combustion engine. Remember Earth in the Balance? He wrote in that book, they wanted to eliminate the internal combustion engine. Now, of course, they're proving it with these ridiculously high CAFE standards where people wouldn't be able to even buy a gas-powered car. And here in Maryland, Governor Moore wants, by 2035 or whatever it is, they don't want you to be able to purchase one. What happens to everybody driving gas-powered cars? That is a good question. On to the drug trafficking going on in the United States. President Trump the other day at the cabinet meeting said that this is a serious problem. That's why he's declared these entities, the drug cartels, TDA, etc., foreign terrorist groups, and we're waging war on them because they have been waging war on the American people for decades.
These people have killed over 200,000 people, actually killed over 200,000 people last year, and those numbers are down. Those numbers are down. They're way down. And they're down because we're doing these strikes, and we're going to start doing those strikes on land, too. You know, the land is much easier. It's much easier. And we know the routes they take. We know everything about them. We know where they live. We know where the bad ones live. And we're going to start that very soon, too.
We're going to start doing those strikes on land as well. So, are you listening, Venezuela? Are you listening, Colombia? Are you listening, Mexico? And as for the individuals in the country now, he has a solution for that as well.
11,888 murderers. Many of them committed more than one murder. He allowed them into our country, totally unvetted, totally unchecked. But he also allowed drugs to come in at record numbers, and hundreds of thousands of people a year died. And we're taking those son of a bitches out.
Yes, we are. Elise Stefanik has secured a win. With an assist from President Trump, she has secured an FBI oversight provision after the clash with Speaker Johnson. After Trump got involved Speaker Johnson capitulated, now including Stefanik's demand for notification of the FBI whenever they investigate federal candidates for office. So thanks to Stefanik, who stuck to her ground, and to President Trump there. Jack Smith has been subpoenaed by the House Judiciary Committee for all documents and communications from his tenure as special counsel. That ought to be very interesting. President Trump used his pardon power to rescue a beleaguered Democrat yesterday. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat, was pardoned because he spoke out against Trump's open borders, and they launched some kind of investigation and tried to railroad him as well. I told you the other day there was an interesting exchange with the Trump cabinet. One of those was with Secretary Chris Wright, and he talked about energy gas prices, how they're coming down, about how some states, oh, we didn't put that in. All right, we'll do that a little bit later on. Okay, so I forgot to load that, so that's on me. That's my bad. Meanwhile, Article 3 Project Mike Davis says the Supreme Court must reinstate the Trump U.S. attorneys Alina Haba and Lindsey Halligan because it is, after all, as I said yesterday, it is the executive branch's, again, their authority, their discretion to nominate and appoint attorneys for the U.S. attorney's office. Some of them do require Senate confirmation, but there are interim appointments. That's what these are, and Halligan and Haba, and they're allowed to serve for, I think it's up to 120 days before they have to go be resubmitted for a nomination before the Supreme Court. And finally, MyPillow's Mike Lindell has filed paperwork for a potential Minnesota gubernatorial run. By the way, Scott Bessent at the cabinet meeting yesterday, and he said 2026 is going to be a great year.
In 2026, we are going to see very substantial tax refunds in the first quarter. So the best way to address the affordability crisis is to give Americans more money in their pockets, which is what this bill has done. We're going to see real wage increases. You know, I think next year is going to be a fantastic year.
It should be, all for all intents and purposes. So tomorrow on the MAG update, we'll hear from Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and the Secretary of Energy Chris Wright on those gas prices and electricity prices. As well, as I said, a lot of golden nuggets came out of the Trump cabinet meeting, best I've seen all year, and that's why we're sharing them with you here on the show. It's 7:21, and that's the way it went down. 319 days into the new golden age,
and we are just getting started.
Coming up next, we have the Trump-Omar exchange. That's still to come. And after the 7:30 news, Democrats now have begun to interfere with the lawfully authorized ICE agents' ability to enforce the law. And what's going to happen, A.G. Bondi and FBI Director Patel, to people that are knowingly interfering with the legal enforcement of our laws? Stay tuned. You're listening to Casey and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No sub contractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, this is Mark McVeary. Living on a fixed income has never been harder, especially if you still have a mortgage payment. That's why a reverse mortgage can really help. It can eliminate that payment, pay off other debts, and put some extra tax-free cash in your pocket. When it comes to your home, local experience matters. I've been helping homeowners for over 30 years, and I know money is tight, so there's no money out of your pocket to get the money you deserve. Call 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Concerned about market risk? I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. The S&P 500 valuations are higher than at any time ever recorded in stock market history. This includes 1929 and 1999. Annuities and Your Personal Bank offer unlimited upside with no downside risk. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Thursday morning rush hour with the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Northbound 95, Harford County. The contractor does the work during the rush hour. They don't work overnight. They work during the rush hour. So they have a lane block northbound 95 at Route 24. 76 mile marker and now rolling back up there on the northbound side. We're still 25 to 30 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Everybody's moving, but we're just stacked up and it's all the normal heavy traffic there on the Beltway. Yep, slowing. Parkville side, the Interloop now, Green Spring filling in a little bit more through Green Spring to the JFX, the west side. Still the same, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. Have not seen any issues so far through Annapolis, but we should expect a backup now pretty much any time. I-97 southbound at the merge at Route 32. Going up through Overlea and into Fullerton, some road work is underway. Very limited lanes northbound on Bel Air Road right at the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, low 40s, and that breeze is going to make it wind chill down to the mid-30s. Very cold tonight, low 20s, maybe some snow tomorrow. More on that later on this afternoon. Right now it's cloudy, 37 in Ocean City, 31 in Arnold, and the back and forth now has begun between President Trump, who the other day just ripped the Somalis here in the United States in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, a.k.a. Little Mogadishu, for the food stamp fraud, the you name it, sending money over to Al-Shabaab, the terror network that is a terrorist cell that's been killing Christians and others. And he just had enough. And he just said, that's it. I don't want him in the country anymore. And they removed the temporary protected status. It has nothing to do with the race of the individual. It has to do with the culture clash, the confrontation, the lack of assimilation into the American culture, which again is the main reason why they don't have a lot of success in these communities. And here's what President Trump said specifically about their leading member of Congress, Ilhan Omar.
We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These are people that work. These are people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much.
You know, the Trump cabinet applauding that. Ilhan Omar now has responded to the president.
He's always been a racist, a bigot, a xenophobic, and Islamophobic. We know that he called African nations hole in his first administration. We know that when he came down that escalator, he said he was going to stop Muslim immigration into this country. And so it is not surprising that he is going after black black immigrants in this country. And it's certainly not surprising that he's choosing a black immigrant community that is also Muslim. But what I would like to say is that most of us are citizens. On our passport, it says we are nationals of this country. We love that Minnesota has welcomed us. Many of us have not been settled in Minnesota. We chose it as a home because the Minnesota people and the state is beautiful and very welcoming. And we are going to be here regardless of what the president has to say.
Yeah.
I agree. I love the
tweet. All right, well, that's because only, unfortunately, there's a lot of stupid Democrats in Minnesota that they don't know what taqiya is. They don't know, you know, what, you know, the radical Islamic fundamentalism represents. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with assimilation. You're not assimilating into the culture. You're trying to change the culture of the United States, and that's what Donald Trump is protecting. In fact, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis agrees with the president.
I think the president is right. I think doing the moratorium is the right thing to do. Biden dumped 10, 15 million people by letting him in the border, but he also flew people in. He would fly people in into red states, including Florida, in the middle of the night.
And by the way, the third Afghan national from the Biden era program, Operation Allies Welcome, was arrested. This is the third one in a week by ICE agents, this time and by the Virginia folks. This is Afghan national Jahan Shah Safi, an alleged ISIS key supporter, brought into the country under Biden's Operation Allies Welcome. He was arrested over the last week or so. A University of Delaware student, a Pakistani who was here in the country legally on a student visa, was arrested with guns and a manifesto referencing martyrdom. He was planning an attack on the police department. I think it was the Newcastle County Police Department in Delaware. He was matriculating at UD, my former alma mater. And so it's a daily threat here by people who hate this country, that want to destroy this country, and were let in by the enemy within, and that is the modern Democrat Party. And that's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and everybody that worked in that regime. Coming up next, speaking of Democrats, they're after ICE agents now, and they're putting them in great danger at risk. We'll explain in just a moment. It's 7:30 time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Two men are injured after a serious multi-vehicle crash in Easton. The Wednesday afternoon accident happened on Route 50 at Chapel Road, and a 66-year-old man with life-threatening injuries and a 73-year-old man were flown to shock trauma. The crash shut down Route 50 for a few hours as police investigated. There is no update on the victim's conditions, and anyone with information related to the crash is asked to call Easton Police. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has delayed the release of body camera video of a fatal police-involved shooting in Salisbury. The Independent Investigations Division says it needs additional time to conduct witness interviews related to the November 2nd shooting. Police say they found a homicide suspect outside of a home on Jefferson Street, but he refused to comply with orders and allegedly reached for an object on the hood of a vehicle. At that point, officers fired their service weapons at the man, who was later pronounced dead at a hospital. An investigation is underway after a deadly police-involved shooting in Essex. It happened in the 900 block of Holgate Drive at around 8:30 Wednesday night. Baltimore County Police say the incident allegedly started with a family disturbance that left a woman with stab wounds. When police arrived, they found the suspect in the apartment building, and officials say shots were fired in response to his actions. The suspect and victim were taken to hospitals where the suspect died. One officer suffered an injury and was taken to a hospital for treatment. All officers were equipped with body-worn cameras, and they are on routine administrative leave. The Independent Investigations Division of the Attorney General's Office is reviewing the incident. And the father of one of Rachel Warren's children has been charged with possession of child pornography. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All the normal delays on the Beltway, and now you can throw in the Interloop backup starting here at Route 40 West, and then eventually up towards I-70. They start to slow there because up ahead at I-70, and beyond that, we hit that construction area going up from the ramps at Security Boulevard, and then moving up eventually towards Liberty Road. So a combination there. The very heavy traffic, a little bit of a tight squeeze, no shoulder available there. So now the inner loop is backed up as well on the west side. The west side delay already starts at 795. We're slow through Pikesville towards the JFX. The Parkville side is slow. JFX last check was still doing fine, moving inbound from Ruxton Road and eventually towards the ramps downtown. It's a little bit slow. Let me just check right here at the city-county line. A minor slowing there, but not bad. Still okay from Ruxton Road down through Northern Parkway, and we're still at least 25 to 30 minutes going south right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Mostly cloudy today with temperatures in the chilly and breezy low 40s. Feel like temperatures in the mid 30s. Mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows fall into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. About that Ravens offense, record-setting in 2024, disappointing in 2025, to the point where offensive coordinator Todd Monken's abilities have been called into question by the coach himself. Wide receiver Rashad Bateman was asked if the offense, in fact, has been out of sync.
Yeah, I would say that we are. I feel like we have been all year. We had our good days, we had our bad days, but we know what we can do, and we all know what we're capable of. So to go out there and not do what we can do doesn't feel good. So we're just trying to clean it up, go out there and put up, you know, the points that we know.
So here are the numbers. The Ravens scored 30 or more points 7 times last year in 17 games, and through the first 3 games of this year made it 10 out of 20. But since then, it's just been once out of 9 games the Ravens have scored 30 or more points. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin and his coaching being called out in Pittsburgh, the latest voice belongs to perhaps the loudest, and that is former Defensive Player of the Year and team captain James Harrison on the podcast called Debo and Joe.
Oh, I'm Debo. The offensive lineman pushing our D-line 2-3 yards deep. We're undisciplined or poorly coached or both. We have a horrible defensive scheme. It's trash. It's garbage. We can't adjust at halftime. It's non-existent. Or we're just being outcoached or both.
I wonder how he really feels about that. But when you have a guy of that magnitude calling you out like that, smells like there could be trouble in the burg. Other Ravens news, full attendance at Ravens practice yesterday. Lamar was limited. So was Nate Wiggins. Steelers had Aaron Rodgers out. So was former Raven Patrick Queen and TJ Watt. And also Mark Andrews getting a new deal. 3 years, $39.3 million. 26 of it was guaranteed. O's closer Ryan Helsley, in his first interview since signing with the Birds, comes with a stellar resume in St. Louis, but baggage from his time in New York. Helsley yesterday explaining what happened in the Big Apple.
I don't know if there's just one thing we could really put our finger on, but, you know, I think, you know, being behind in counts and then throwing a fastball when a hitter's looking for it obviously doesn't help. And, you know, these guys at this level are really good. And
Helsley closed out 2025 with the Mets, 22 appearances, a 720 ERA. College basketball last night, a big win for Towson, 93-80 over Cornell. At the CQ Arena, Tyler Tejada with 26 points. UMBC with a big effort last night in D.C., but fell short, 90-81 to Georgetown. And finally, the college lacrosse world is shocked this morning with the news that Siena College head coach Liam Gleason has passed away. Gleason suffered a traumatic brain injury over the weekend after a fall in his home. He had led the Saints to the NCAA tournament a year ago, leaves behind a wife and 3 young children. Liam Gleason was 41 years of age. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we celebrate National Cookie Day.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So your favorite cookie?
I do like the chocolate chip with macadamia nut.
That's nice.
Yeah, I do like the combination.
I like that. I like chocolate chip in general. I like oatmeal raisin. Okay. And I also have a special fondness for my mom's cookies back in the day. She made a sugar cookie with a little vanilla topping, and it was like a hard cookie. It wasn't, you know, moist,
right.
But it was delicious with a cup of coffee and, you know, whatever. It was
nothing like good cookies.
Oh, my God. All right. Celebrating National Cookie Day, famous athletes who went by Cookie.
Right.
Okay. Cookie Rojas.
Okay.
The former second baseman, Phillies and Royals. Cookie Gilchrist,
right.
Who was quite a running back,
yes,
back in the old AFL days. Here's a name I don't know if you remember, but it is one in baseball history. Cookie Lavigueto. Does that name ring a bell to you at all?
No.
Cookie Lavigueto was an outfielder for the Brooklyn Dodgers,
okay,
who in 1940, I believe it was, broke up a no-hitter by Bill Bevins of the New York Yankees in the World Series. This is before Don Larsen pitched the perfect game. One out in the ninth, and Bill Bevins had a no-hitter, and Cookie Lavigueto came up and broke it for the Dodgers, and the Dodgers ended up winning that series. So Cookie Lavigueto is a name in baseball lore.
I'm just wondering how they got their nickname, Cookie.
Because they love macadamia and chocolate chip cookies,
okay,
just like Sean Casey.
We're sure of that?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what your nickname is, by the way? Sean Cookie Casey.
Sean Cookie Casey.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's how the cookie crumbles.
It sometimes does.
Much like this program. All right. Thanks, Jerry. 7:39.
Especially when I'm on.
21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. All right. Democrats, they've been really skirting around the issue of we've seen Representative in New Jersey, I can't remember her name now off the top of my head. She was accosting ICE agents at a detention facility. As she was arrested, she's being charged, and now her court case can continue on. But there are other alleged members of the law enforcement community, like California Attorney General Rob Bonta. He is saying that he has created this portal where the public can then go and complain about ICE agents.
I'm Rob Bonta, California Attorney General, and I want to say thanks for being here. We are here to announce a new tool that we are launching today to protect the rights, the safety, the dignity of all Californians throughout the state during a time of profound uncertainty and a time of profound fear. Today we're launching an online portal where members of the public can report potentially unlawful conduct by federal agents operating in our state. And we encourage Californians who have concerns about the law being broken, a federal officer breaking the law, to report to us so we can assess the information.
By the way, the Trump administration is conducting lawful immigration raids across this country, and the California Attorney General is now spending taxpayer money to protect not Californians, but illegal aliens, because the illegal aliens are not Californians. Okay? They were not born here. They're not naturalized here. They're illegal. And that is a legal term. And so now we have tax dollars being used to try to interfere with law enforcement in California. The assistant U.S. attorney out there blasting L.A. County after it voted to ban ICE agents from wearing masks because they're being doxxed. More on that in just a second. Minneapolis' police chief, he's a real piece of work, Brian O'Hara, speaking at a press conference, urging Somali individuals to call 911 if they see any masked individuals.
Folks that are masked, that they're not sure if they're law enforcement, that they may be kidnapping people. Like, we have had those reports. I want to be clear to the community. The community should know that if you see something like that, that is legitimate, that you don't know if someone is law enforcement, you should call 911. And you should provide as much information as possible, because let's not forget, we very, very recently had tragedy in this state by someone who was purporting to be law enforcement. So please, let's be clear, that's something everyone should report, and that we will immediately respond to, and we will document, whether it's somebody's not sure if there's a kidnapping happening, somebody's not sure if there's law enforcement present or not. And that's something else that's additional policy requirements requirements that we are implementing, that we will document and report these types of things anytime that we hear it, and reminding our officers of their duty to intervene. So if there is anything that is a violation of someone's human rights or civil rights, excessive force or anything like that, they absolutely have a duty to intervene as police officers.
So there's a police chief of Minneapolis saying that police officers have a duty to intervene with federal arrests, with ICE agents making lawful federal arrests. This is not going to end well. In the meanwhile, the mayor, Jacob Frey, he's a real piece of work, declared he will not cooperate with ICE. Halfway through his press conference, he stopped speaking in English and started speaking in Somali. Because that's who's voting for the idiots like this, like O'Hara and Jacob Frey and Tampon Tim and the rest of it, is the Somali community, which we find out many, not all, have been defrauding the United States and sending money to terrorist networks. Time to get them out, as President Trump says. 743, traffic weather on the threes, now with the update. By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game. It's this Saturday at Towson University in Fairfield in the city. There's a wreck, and there may have been some water on the roadway at Frank First Avenue at Shell Road. So that's right off the ramp from the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, so that local traffic there heads up. They said the salt trucks have been notified. They're going to be responding into that area. And apparently that ice did have a factor with that accident scene. Nothing major on the Beltway. All the normal delays are there. We're still backed up from way early in the morning problems southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. And both the tunnels are still backed up to at least Moravia Road coming south. So we're still in that range of 25 to 30-minute delays. The morning backup is there now. I-97 southbound as you're moving down towards Annapolis, right there at Route 32. There was a wreck west of Annapolis on Davidsonville Road, north of the ramp at Route 50. But for right now, it looks like traffic is getting by. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins this Saturday against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game, season ticket plans available right now. BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy to start today, low 40s. Breeze will make it feel like mid-30s. Tonight, low 20s, bitterly cold. Tomorrow, snow showers in the mid-morning area. High temps around 32, so this cold front's going to be with us for quite some time. Cloudy right now, 29 in Reisterstown, and it is 29 in Essex. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Tony in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, guys.
All right, three stories, one of which is not true. Pick the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We got WCBM merch to give away today. Tony, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go third this time.
Third, okay. Tony goes third. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Good luck to you. Next Saturday at the bank in downtown Baltimore, it'll be the annual Army-Navy game. President Trump is going to be there in attendance. Security is going to be very heavy, as you might imagine, for this Army-Navy game. But we found out that one of the plans for the president is to, after the cadets and the midshipmen walk on, the president will walk on the field following them, accompanied by the Navy goat. The president is not picking sides, we're told, by the White House, but instead it symbolizes the president and the goat as the greatest of all time. A United Methodist pastor stunned his congregation last month by using the pulpit to announce that he is transgender and taking hormone treatments and will now be living as a woman. The pastor said his parents do not support his lifestyle choice. And story three, the state of Illinois is going to make it possible for illegal aliens to access state and local state financial aid. Governor Pritzker signed a law that goes into effect in January, meaning that student financial aid will now be available for the first time in the state of Illinois for illegal aliens. All right, story one, President Trump to walk on with the Navy goat as the goat. Story two, United Methodist pastor stunning a congregation. He's transitioning. And story three, illegal aliens get student financial aid in Illinois. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
You know I'm chomping at the bit. Number two, I know has to be true because my family goes to a United Methodist church, and we're actually in a lawsuit trying to get out of the liberal United Methodist Conference for stuff like that. So I could definitely believe that being true. Thank you. And I can see Illinois using their state aid that should be for citizens and illegals. I'm going to say number one. I don't know. Trump might do that kind of those kind of stunts, but he usually doesn't say it ahead of time.
And Kristen votes for story number one. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes for one. Tony?
One. I think the Methodists ought to join the Unitarians.
And
Maggie.
Gosh, I don't know what to say. Number one.
All right, Maggie goes for number one as well. So nobody votes for story number two, the United Methodist pastor transitioning and telling his congregation publicly. Yeah, that is a true story. Pastor Phil Phaneuf of Massachusetts.
Phil of what?
Phaneuf. Phaneuf.
Spell it.
Phaneuf. Phaneuf. Oh.
Sounds like a horrible body noise. Or
sounds like an SPD to me.
Story number one. Yeah, Trump will be there, but he will not walk with the Navy goat as the greatest of all time. So everybody,
Nancy Pelosi was the goat.
She's the old goat.
The old goat.
Big difference.
Teeth hanging out.
Tony, congratulations on putting you in hold. Tell you how to collect your prize. Thanks for playing the game. Appreciate it. Everybody is a winner today. 7:49. So here's the question for these now alleged officers of the court. You have a California Attorney General. You have a Minneapolis police chief. You've had others saying that to basically promote, encourage, and otherwise interfere, in the words of the police chief in Minneapolis, intervene in lawful federal arrests. So here's what's going to happen. And this is going to be the next big stink besides the narco cartel boat strikes. There are going to be arrests made of not only illegals, but of some of these individuals. And like we saw in New Jersey. But that wasn't enough. It has to be a high-profile individual, and you're going to see it's going to happen. And unless they're just blowing smoke and they don't do anything when ICE shows up, which is possible. A lot of them like to talk a big game, but when it comes time to delivering on their words, they go quietly into the night. So the big question there is, shouldn't there be arrests made for any state official, any police officer, police chief, that openly advocates and then eventually interferes or intervenes in lawful federal arrests? Give us a call and let us know how you feel about that. All right, 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
He's the man with all the toys.
Someone found
indeed, the Beach Boys, St. Nick, and Big Love Beach. We got guys here sending pictures of people on the beach sipping frozen cocktail drinks to those of us who are freezing in this area. I'm not going to mention any names, but we know that the only snowflake ever found in Florida is in Brooksville, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
I saw that last time. I said I got to put that on there. Understand, snow is coming. Not my problem.
No, but we hear about it when there's a cold front coming. You know, I'm still going to wear my shorts, no matter what. No matter what, I'm wearing my shorts. That's my protest. That's my resistance.
Nah, you're just chilling. Shut up. Shut up. Move your ass down there. Let's do something. Of course, you had to get an approval from me first.
I know. So I better start sucking up.
I handle all new arrivals now.
That's your designation from Governor DeSantis.
The only problem, I don't have any jurisdiction in Miami, and they're all going to Miami for some reason.
Right.
All right. Well, there's a report now, I haven't seen it yet, of an accident on the Beltway around Delaney Valley Road. I've been looking at Delaney Valley Road, and the interloop there is clear. The backup was over towards Providence Road, and that looks a little better as well just in the last couple of minutes. So I don't know, can't say for sure that it's not there, but it's not causing any big problems right at this point. There's an active fire call in the city, Jefferson Street at Clinton Street over on the southeast side. Going to be a little detour underway there for the local traffic. There is construction now going on Bel Air Road right at the city county line. It's going to be very limited lanes, apparently northbound, according to the city police. JFX now, you're going to be slow through Ruxton Road to the city county line. All the normal delays on the Beltway, and we're still stacked up. A lot of heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, mostly cloudy, low 40s, breezy conditions. Are going to drop out into the mid-30s with the wind chill. A little very bitterly cold tonight, low 20s, and maybe some snow tomorrow. So we'll have to know more maybe later this afternoon on what's going to come through here. I'm not expecting any significant accumulation at this point, but you always have to put that qualifier in. Right now, cloudy, 29 in Middle River, 30 in Severn, and which was already a horrific, tragic story of Rachel Morin and Patty Morin and their family, what they had to endure. It's just, it is so sad to see now they have to be dragged through the mud again. And I've always said that this disease, or whatever you want to call it, this illness, the sickness of pedophilia can strike anywhere at any time. I've seen it in judges, in police, in teachers, in coaches, in Boy Scout leaders, in families. It can happen anywhere at any time, and it's happened, unfortunately, allegedly, in the Marin family. Matthew McMahon, 51 years of age, of Bel Air, the father of one of Rachel Morin's children, has been arrested on child pornography charges. He faces 10 counts of possession of child porn. You might remember during the whole tragic affair of the Rachel's brutal murder on the Ma and Pa Trail, he actually gave an interview to Fox 45 when he announced that the daughter was expecting a child during this time.
He told me that she's going to introduce a little girl into the world later this year.
Got all choked up. Obviously, the mother of that child, grandmother of that child, was brutally murdered. But now we find out that he downloaded. I want to talk about BitTorrent here a little bit, too. He downloaded, allegedly, a lot of videos, photos depicting children in brutally bizarre, obscene, indecent acts. And Harford County residents are just disgusted by this behavior.
Oh, that makes me sick. That is horrible. I have a granddaughter that's 3.
I think that's really upsetting, and like just something like that happening in this area is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's crazy to all of us, but it's out there. We have to admit that it's there, and then we have to continue to go on after these individuals. They just had the Harford County sting. Remember, we had Sheriff Geller on. They were working with the to catch a predator individual. And McMahon, according to the police, obviously he gets due process, but this is monstrous behavior and just a very evil, sick act if he did indeed do this.
Having a monster out there like that, that would do something to a 6-year-old, he needs to be off the streets and away from kids.
Well, they all do. They all need to be off the streets. And the recidivism rate for pedophiles and sexual predators is 90%. So I believe not should they all be off the streets, but I think they should be chemically castrated. And then we'll talk just briefly here about this. I don't know if you're familiar with this site. It's called BitTorrent. And I do believe there's a Supreme Court case right now that they're contemplating. BitTorrent is used for any number of... And it's usually for illegal activity. Not always, but usually. It's a site you download pirated music and pirated videos, movies that have not been released yet. People go into the movie theaters and they record them, and then they upload them to BitTorrent, where people can download them and actually watch the movies for free. I guess there's, I don't know, I've never been on the site, I've just been the way it's described, but apparently, yeah, I guess you pay something to BitTorrent, that's how they make their money. But this is, you know, the pirated music, pirated videos, pirated movies, and now, of course, this is what I don't understand. How does BitTorrent, number one, it's bad enough that you're allowing pirated material, bootleg material on your site, but how do they get away with allowing child videos and photos and porn on their site as well? That's a question we'll talk about here in the next hour or so. It's 8 o'clock on KC and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Pentagon finds itself having to defend Operation Southern Spear, the attacks on suspected drug-running boats bound for the U.S. from the Caribbean. A Pentagon spokesman says Defense Intelligence confirms irrefutable evidence that those on board the vessels were narco-terrorists, and military as well as civilian lawyers have deemed the military strikes to be legal. Today, the admiral who ordered a follow-up strike on one boat delivers a classified briefing to Congress. If you've ever suffered a bad case of sticker shock while checking new car prices, relief is on the way. President Trump is relaxing what he calls horrible and costly requirements imposed by the Biden administration.
The administration has announced plans to roll back fuel economy standards for light-duty vehicles.
It was ridiculous, very expensive. It put tremendous upward pressure on car prices.
The transportation secretary said the Biden-era rules aimed at limiting air pollution were completely unattainable for automakers. If the plan is approved, new vehicles would need to average roughly 34 miles per gallon instead of 50. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Delta Airlines says the longest ever government shutdown costed about $200 million.
Shutdown began October 1st and caused long delays and historic flight cancellations at major airports. The FAA issued an emergency order requiring airlines to cancel up to 6% of domestic flights as more air traffic controllers called out of work, citing stress and the need to take on-site jobs. CEO Ed Bastian says refunds increased and bookings slowed during the 43-day shutdown, leading to a loss of about 25 cents a share. Bob Agner reporting.
The Trump team continues working to end the war in Ukraine. The White House confirms Trump envoy Steve Witkoff meets today with Ukrainian negotiators. Dow futures up 36 points. Townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The update on the wreck on the Beltway near Delaney Valley Road. It's on the shoulder, so that's the reason things got a little bit better through there. So not a big problem right now between Delaney Valley Road and Providence Road. The rest of the Beltway, yep, all the normal stuff is still there. Parkville side into Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville, down the west side. Been there all morning long, 795 towards Frederick Road. Southwest side of the Beltway looks good. We're still dealing with 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. There was an accident near the old harbor tunnel in Fairfield, and there was some ice on the roadway at Frank First Avenue at Shell Road. There's an active fire call in the city at Clinton Street, at Jefferson Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Mostly cloudy today with temperatures in the chilly and breezy low 40s. Feel like temperatures in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows fall into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 34 degrees in Edgemere and 26 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore says his proposed fiscal 2027 budget will maintain $10 million in funding for the Protecting Against Hate Crimes grant program. The program provides support to nonprofits and faith-based institutions for security enhancements to protect their facilities and members against hate-motivated violence. The governor says his administration is committed to making sure that everyone feels safe where they live, work, and worship. Brandon Scott says he was shocked to receive a letter from Ivan Bates saying his office will no longer coordinate directly with Monsey. Bates says his office cannot maintain a direct association with Monsey that continues to operate under a cloak of secrecy and disregards the rights of victims. Mayor Scott said Wednesday that he sent a letter to Bates asking him to reconsider and responding to the concerns he raised. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 990. The pick four, 1120. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now,
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Fronten and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens Steelers week continues today as the two rivals prepare for their first of their two annual hoedowns. Not as much glitter as with confrontations from years past, we know that, but still supremacy at stake, at least for the moment, in the AFC North. Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith delivering a message to his team.
If someone told you you control your own destiny in life or just in anything, like what would you give up? And I'm sure a lot of people would like say, heck yeah, sign me up for that. And like, we're in that position right now, so it's more so about what you're going to do with it. And it's not about talking about it, it's about more so showing with your actions. So
to motivate the Ravens defense further, defensive coordinator Zach Orr had a video compiled of some of the great moments / players that filled the great rivalry, leaving an impression on newcomer Aloe Gilman.
Just seeing the history, obviously, of great rivalry, great players on both sides, both franchises, the culture, the identity of both sides. You know, it's old school, grimy. We're fighting, we're scrapping. And it works good because that's how I was raised, scrapping, grinding. Anyone in your face, get out my face.
Both teams desperate for a win. Anything goes on Sunday. Yesterday, the first day of the early signing period for the upcoming 2026 college football season, Maryland announcing 16 student-athletes have signed on, including five-star defensive lineman Zion Ealy out of St. Francis Academy. He's the highest-ranked prospect of the Mike Locksley era, in fact, ever since Stephon Diggs. Maryland's 2026 class is currently ranked number 26 nationally. College basketball last night, the 7th-ranked Maryland women with an easy win, 92-44 over the Mount. It's the Terps' 10th straight win to open the season. They open Big Ten play Sunday in Minnesota. And on the ice last night, Caps teach the Sharks a lesson. 7 won the final in San Jose, a pair of goals apiece for Ovi and Ryan Leonard. Ovi now with 9-11 in his career. Coming up in 30 minutes, when egging a house isn't a teenage prank. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Fronten and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Fronten and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
(410) 922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at a number of stories, including a local Jewish market basically has come up with their own security and safety initiative. And it might be the way of the future, we'll explain. Mackenzie Frost drops by in about 25 minutes or so to talk about her in-depth preview. And it's all about the growing rift between the Ivan Bates State Attorney's Office and Mayor Scott as well. But our top story here in this hour, for the fourth time in as many years, Carroll County Delegate April Rose is going to attempt to introduce a bill that is going to finally, hopefully, resolve how we count students here in the state of Maryland. Right now, if you're in the school at the beginning of the year, you get counted. And then if you ghost, you drop out, you skip, you move, whatever the case may be, by the end of the year, that number usually is not the same. And therefore, tax dollars are being spent, they're being wasted, or being misappropriated, which often happens in Baltimore and Maryland schools. So momentum is growing to change the formula. For the last 3 years, Delegate Rose introduced legislation to change how Maryland public schools are funded. Her previous legislation was intended to safeguard tens of millions of taxpayer dollars from going to schools where students were not attending. But each bill failed. It got zero attraction. Nobody cared because of why? The teachers' unions. They're probably the most powerful union in the state of Maryland. And Rose said that the people really should care.
People should care because it's our tax money. It's our tax money that we're paying every year to fund education.
So she, in January for the next session, is going to introduce legislation called the Education Funding Accuracy Act. She is proposing that we count twice, once in the beginning of the year, in September, and then again towards the end of the year, so we can see just how much the numbers differ or the numbers change. And so you might ask the question, why is it going to be different this time? Well, she does have at least one advocate for this bill, and that would be Dr. Joshua Michael at the Maryland State Department of Education. He says this is a disturbing trend, and sounds like he's serious about addressing it.
Certainly we want to learn more. It is a notable trend, and I'm really glad you're asking the question.
They are willing to talk about making some changes because they do acknowledge that there is a problem.
Yeah, there is a problem, and they acknowledge there's a problem, but so far nobody has sought to fix it. Sound familiar? Sound like the audit of $9 billion to 42 different state agencies that have gone unresolved, and now the governor's going, fix it. You don't hear the governor say, fix this, do you? And you won't. You won't hear the governor say, fix this, because it is anathema to the teachers' unions, which were the first to endorse him, I might add. All right, more of this to come in just a second. It's 8:13. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here with the update, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's some slowing in the construction area, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. 76-mile marker. Again, this guy decides he likes to work during the rush hour, not during the overnight or whatever, after 9. So they work right now between 7 and 9, right when all the heavy traffic is trying to go north up through there, and they knock away at least one of the northbound lanes. So we'll put up with that for a while. Construction in the city, right at the city-county line, Belair Road, as you're leaving Overly towards Fullerton, there's going to be at least some slowing through there. They're going to continue to work during the midday. All the normal delays out there on the Beltway were still backed up. At least 25-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. If you're in the Fairfield section of the city, that's very close to 895. There was a wreck there that had some ice on the roadway at Frank First Avenue at Shell Road. Just made a quick swing through Annapolis. Nothing major on 50 from the Bay Bridge to the Severn River Bridge, but all that backing is still there. And that's the normal delay, I-97 southbound right at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 weather authority forecast, a cloudy start to the day today, highs in the low 40s with a breeze. It's going to feel like mid-30s. It's cold tonight, low 20s and clear. Tomorrow maybe a snow shower possible mid-morning. High temperature around freezing, 32 degrees. It's cloudy and 30 right now in Forest Hill, and it is 31 in Essex. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again as we mark America's 250th birthday this coming Independence Day. It is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. The U.S. Army Band, and on this day in 1881, the L.A. Times published its first edition. It's been through a lot. Now it's under new ownership, and it seems like it's a growing Well, maybe not by leaps and bounds, but some of these major city newspapers have begun to shift some of their editorial content and approach, LA Times being one of them. 1918, President Wilson became the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Europe. He led the U.S. delegation to peace conference ending World War I. It was on this day in 1942. FDR ordered liquidation of the Works Projects Administration, otherwise known as the WPA, which was created during the Great Depression to provide work for the unemployed. Hey, 1954, first Burger King fast food restaurant opened up in Miami. I'm about to have my first Whopper. I was in Miami for a wedding in 1962 as a young child. I remember my first Whopper, eating it on the beach there in Coral Gables. 1992, President George Herbert Walker Bush ordered U.S. troops into Somalia, and that's the reason why we have, remember, Black Hawk down, and of course we had, that's why we have the Somalia problem today. So you gotta be careful about engaging in some of these foreign wars, because sometimes you stir up, you know, the nest here. You poke the hornet's nest, and then you get stung, as we have been over the last several years. All right, that is your update for today. America's 250th birthday celebration is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Yeah, so back to Delegate April Rose. The reason why she first introduced her bill way back 3 years ago, following a series of excellent reports by our good friend Chris Pabst over Project Baltimore, students whose whereabouts were unknown. In fact, in 2019, according to the Maryland State Department of Education, there were 6,000 instances of students whose whereabouts were unknown. Dropped out, moved, skipped school, whatever. They just didn't know where they were. And the delegate plans to reintroduce her bill again this year because this past year, in 2024, Chris and Project Baltimore found that number had doubled to nearly 11,000 students. And remember, there's money going into every school per pupil. Okay, that's why it's important. So we're talking about millions of dollars have gone to public schools to educate students whose whereabouts are unknown. And state education leaders have shown little interest in addressing these concerns until now.
Isn't that insane to just keep doing the exact same thing and have the problem get worse and worse and worse? We've got to do something.
I applaud Delegate Rhodes. I really do. I just don't think it's going to go anywhere until you loosen the vise-like grip of the Maryland State Teachers Unions on the Maryland General Insane Asylum, on these delegates and on these senators. It's just not going to happen. What do you think? 410-922-6680 is the number. Joining us now, Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. You work off all that turkey and all those mashed potatoes and everything?
Oh, man, I'm still working on it, but, you know.
You'll be working all the way.
Looking at the leftovers.
That's right. You'll be all working all the way through Christmas. Yeah. And then it's a whole different ballgame. Look, when somebody asks you if a reverse mortgage would help their situation, what do you usually tell them?
I mean, I give them all the same answer. It depends. The easiest and most efficient way to determine if a reverse mortgage is right for someone is to have a conversation. That's why I always encourage people to call. I mean, you need to ask them some questions and find out, you know, what are they trying to accomplish? I mean, sometimes a reverse mortgage is the right solution and sometimes it's not. Everybody's situation is different. I mean, I know a lot of people spend hours searching the internet for information and that's okay, but a lot of that information is going to be generic and sometimes dated. Like, obviously when you call me, we're going to talk about what applies to you. I mean, I tell everybody all the time, my job is to make sure you understand your options and you can decide if it's right for you.
No, a lot of people, I think, are reluctant to call anyone. They don't know you, obviously, but and for that first call because, you know, they're afraid of the hard sell. They're afraid of the pressure. They don't want to be pressured into anything. How do you handle that?
I mean, I completely understand. I mean, we've all been hounded by somebody in the past. I mean, and I don't operate that way because I hate when somebody calls and pushes me, when they keep calling me over and over again. I tell them all it's more of a turn off than a turn on. Again, I'm here to answer the questions and make sure you know what's going on. I mean, I talk to a lot of people, and most of them say, you know, I didn't call because I heard negative stuff about it and I was afraid to. But, you know, after we have a quick call and we clear everything up, they're like, and I'm glad I called. I don't care if you do it or not. Just know the information and you can go from there.
And so what do you think is the biggest mistake that homeowners make when they could really use some financial help? Is it gathering up the courage to call? Or what mistake do they make when obviously they could benefit from this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is they wait too long. I mean, I think it's like getting the courage and so forth, and I'm not sure exactly why, you know, they wait so long, but they do. I mean, I get calls every week where if they would have reached out to me a little earlier, I could have helped them, but they waited too long. I mean, we've all had financial bumps in the road. I mean, almost everybody. And when things start going sideways, you need to put a plan together. And again, a quick call does not commit anybody to doing anything, but it gives you a clear picture of where you stand. And the sooner somebody gives me a call, the more options we have.
And I'm just giving you an example of that because, you know, I had called you, I guess it was last year or whatever, regarding a relative. And even though I know what you do, I understand how it works, until you sit down and go with some of the particulars and specifics, you really aren't going to know if it's the best vehicle for you.
Exactly, and that's why I say call, because, again, a lot of people spend too much time on the Internet looking at things. I'm your resource. Call me. I'm not going to push you, and that way we can talk specifically about that situation. I think you and I probably were on the phone for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, we were. Again, I think you were doing remodeling or something. There was a lot of noise in the background. You still got you came through like a trooper. All right, how do I get in touch with you, Mark?
They can always call me on 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
That's the Reverse Mortgage Mortgage Answer Man. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week. 823 traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Once again, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Back up on 95 is not good right now. I was just thinking maybe I'll go back a little bit further just to see if it's back there. And it is. It's back in Rosedale. It's all the way back to the bridge at Chesterco Avenue on 95. So if you're coming down from the Beltway, you're getting down to the city-county line. The tail end of this backup now on 95 is stretched out even further than Moravia Road. So now you push it back to there. It's almost a 40-minute delay for the traffic of 95 trying to get through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 has moved down just a bit, so that actually looks a little bit better, but still slow right at Pulaski Highway. So very heavy traffic through that area, and we'll still have delays, of course, with the heavy traffic on the JFX. Last check, everybody was moving south through the area of the city-county line, just changing the camera now. Yeah, it's fine right here coming in from Ruxton Road and towards Northern Parkway. Beltway, yep, you're slow still there. Parkville to Towson, the interloop through Pikesville, 795 down through Frederick Road. And earlier we were slow coming up the Beltway towards I-70 on the interloop, and that seems to have corrected itself a little bit. It's much better now from Route 40 heading up the Beltway, eventually up towards Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy start, chilly start, highs low 40s, wind chill mid 30s, down to the low 20s tonight. Tomorrow, maybe some snow mid-morning, 32. Right now, it is cloudy and 36 in Pasadena. I'm sorry, 36 in Stevensville, 33 in Pasadena. Let's take a phone call here from Tom in Parkville. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Sean. How you doing?
Doing fine, thanks.
I do concur with your assessment of the bill that April Rose is putting in. It's not going to go anywhere because of the unions, for sure, if not just the Democrat-controlled legislature.
Right.
However, I also think, for the same reason, there's a pre-filed bill, which I'm still trying to get access to, but I have been drumming up the support. The following people, Carl Jackson, Mike Ertel, David Marks, Ryan Urwacki, are all teaming up together to put in a bill pre-filed to allow the OIG oversight to the Barber County School. Now, first of all, now I don't have the bill yet. I will be getting it. And I've already garnered up some support for testifying against this thing, should it be what it is, a couple hundred people already. And the unions will probably stop it. Okay?
Right.
And if you remember what happened with Kelly Madigan and all that,
yep.
What kind of accountability is actually going to be exposed and allowed to be changed? Okay? Further, to the best of my knowledge, right now the IG's only function would be to report such findings. And how do you think that's going to work? When Kelly Madigan started sniffing around Julia Jones, they fired her. Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't see this. I don't see this. This bill as anything more than just a, hey, it's election year.
Well, but isn't, I think, isn't there going to be something on the ballot next year that would create an independent Office of Inspector General in Baltimore County?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I don't know. Have you heard? I have not heard.
I had heard that. I maybe should confirm that first, but I know there was some discussion of that. If that's the case, but it, again, it has to pass, number one, and then it probably wouldn't right. go into effect till 27.
Well,
and Kelly Madigan wanted out of Dodge now because, you know, she doesn't have any of the tools that she'll get in Howard County. But you're right. If you don't have independence, if you don't have the tools that you need to conduct these kinds of investigations and audits, then it's just going to be controlled by the people who, the county executive, the county council, and the developers who control them.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you don't need just the account. You need the enforcement tool. And the OIG only has recommendation power. It would go back probably to the court. Now that I remembered what you just said about on the ballot, my understanding is that the IG position is going to be either chosen by an independent commission, and you know how that's going to work, okay?
Yeah.
Each county councilman is going to pick their own peep, you know, and put them in there. And it's just going to be, I personally... It might be a better suggestion that the IG actually be elected by the people. I know that's politics as well, but right. It might give us a more fair.
Well, we already saw the so-called independent commission that was established by Kathy Stelfmeyer, and how that worked out. They hired somebody from another state. And paid her $50,000 more than Kelly Madigan, and of course that thing went up and down in flames.
That was just ballsy to the wall. But I just want people to be aware of that bill that they're putting in, and I've already slammed it. And of course I'm being called all kinds of names as a result. But I'm like, these people supporting this, thinking this is going to bring accountability. Where? What actually is going to be done as a result?
That's a great question. Great point. Yeah, and look, I applaud their effort, but let's be real here. Unless there's a true independence, none of it really matters. Tom, thanks again. That's Tom in Parkville. Coming up right after the 8:30 news, Mackenzie Frost joins us to talk about the growing rift between Ivan Bates. Why now? Why all of a sudden do we get a 7-page letter blasting Monzi, Safe Street, sidesteps? And what we're learning from this, as McKenzie goes, in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. We'll get a glimpse at that. The Trump administration is suing Maryland for its voter rolls. We'll tell you what that is all about as well, coming up a little bit later on in the program. Right now, it's coming up on 8:30. Time, once again, for the latest news headlines. And here with all the latest is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. No one is injured, but 20 to 25 residents have been displaced following an apartment building fire in Northwest Baltimore. The fire broke out in the 3600 block of El Dorado Avenue at around 4 p.m. Wednesday. Fire officials say all residents were able to exit the building on their own. Red Cross disaster response volunteers are helping the residents displaced by the fire. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And a Baltimore firefighter trainee is accused of threatening classmates. According to WJZ, his threats allegedly included stacking bodies and taking himself out. And classmates reported the threats to their instructors, who called police. During an investigation that followed, police say they found multiple firearms in the trainee's vehicle, including 10 automatic weapons and a handgun. Members of the crisis response team responded to the scene, and the trainee was taken to an area hospital for an evaluation. Waymo's self-driving cars are coming to Baltimore. The company says it will start manually driving in the city this week to ready the service for future riders. Waymo says it will follow the same step-by-step approach that it's taken in the five major cities where it currently operates. Waymo says it will be working closely with state and city leaders to ensure a safe, accessible, and efficient transportation service. And Governor Wes Moore says his proposed fiscal 2027 budget will maintain $10 million in funding for the Protecting Against Hate Crimes Grant Program. The program provides support to nonprofits and faith-based institutions for security enhancements to protect their facilities and members against hate-motivated violence. The governor says his administration is committed to making sure that everyone feels safe where they live, work, and worship. And Brandon Scott says he was shocked to receive a letter from City-State's attorney Ivan Bates, saying his office will no longer coordinate directly with Monsey. 8:31. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. We're grateful for your support and pledge to continue to strive to meet your every need. Liberatore's Ristorante is a family-owned restaurant where we treat our customers as family. Great food, great service, great ambiance. Come and join our family. For the best food in the area, visit Liberatore's.com.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Our delay's still there. 95 and 895 southbound. 895 still backed up to Pulaski Highway. And again, the last time we looked up on 95, that was backed up even beyond the city-county line and into the area of the Chesico Avenue Bridge. Now, that's gotten a little bit better in the last couple of minutes. So at least now we're getting at least to the city-county line. But from there on 95, all the way down and through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes for that traffic there. The good news is on the south side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, we're at least moving traffic on 395 on that section of 95, eventually out to the Beltway, and 395 northbound to Camden Yards has all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today with temperatures in the chilly and breezy low 40s. Feel like temperatures in the mid 30s. Mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows fall into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. The question that's kind of lingering over the Pittsburgh Steelers-Baltimore Ravens game on Sunday is, are Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh coaching for their jobs? It could be a December to remember either way. The chorus, especially in Pittsburgh, growing louder for Tomlin's dismissal. The once-proud franchise hasn't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. Tomlin was asked yesterday in Pittsburgh what it felt like personally to hear the fire Tomlin chant during the Bills game loud and clear last week.
You know, in general, I agree with them. And from this perspective, football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining.
Meanwhile, in Baltimore, the stakes are probably higher in a certain way than they are in Pittsburgh because of the high expectations this team had before the season began. That's why it's so difficult to hear this comment from Marlon Humphrey yesterday in the Ravens locker room.
Not all three levels have played great, great, and great. So I feel like we're still coming together as a team. We just hope that now it's time we can start clicking, we can start getting less of the bad stuff on film, more of the good stuff. We kind of can get that momentum and start rolling.
12 games into the season and the team still isn't clicking. Staying with the NFL, you gotta love Philly fans, right? Egging one's house is usually thought of as a fun type of prank, but when the eggee's house belongs to an NFL coach, the stakes all of a sudden become higher. And so it was that Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo had his house egged after the team's Black Friday loss to the Bears. Here's Petullo at the mic.
And so it's perfectly acceptable to sit up here and talk about what's going on, how to fix it, what we're going to do going forward, and we know that. But when it involves your family, it obviously crosses the line. And so that happened.
It happened in Morristown, New Jersey. Local police have not yet identified the eggers. Birthdays today, former Oriole Hall of Fame reliever Lee Smith turned 68 today. Wow. Former Terps quarterback and former Indy Colts head coach Frank Reich is 64. Best remembered for his comebacks, both as a Terp and a Buffalo Bill. And this might be the youngest birthday we've ever had, so make it a happy one. Oriole second baseman Jackson Holliday, turning all of 21 years of age today, born on this day, December 4th, 2003. On this day in baseball history, 1988, the Orioles trade first baseman Eddie Murray to the Dodgers. And in 1997, the NBA suspends Warriors guard Latrell Sprewell for doing something we all at one point in our lives wanted to do, right, Sean? And that probably, well, we've never done it, and that is choking your boss, which is what he tried to do. He tried to do, but did not, to P.J. Carlissimo in 1997.
It's a good thing we're separated by 6 feet.
You better watch it, Sean. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports. Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Every Thursday, we get an in-depth preview of what Mackenzie Frost is covering tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Rather, Mackenzie joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but Mayor Scott and Ivan Bates aren't. So here we go again, another round, another rift. And the mayor says he's shocked. Should he be?
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, we know that, you know, going through the letter from the state's attorney, the original letter that he sent, some of the grievances and concerns that the state's attorney outlined, he's been talking about, right? Like, a lot of this isn't new. He kind of just outlined it all in one place. He's talked about his concerns with Safe Streets. He's talked about his concerns with Sidestep. He has argued that GVRS make up a small percentage of the cases that his office prosecutes every year. And so, you know, the issues aren't new. I think the mayor argued that the letter itself was shocking to him because he thought that the two had reached a point in their relationship where they had, he said, reached a turning point. And I guess that to him means that they had agreed to put their differences aside and, you know, move forward. But here we are.
This was the alleged brokered peace meeting conducted by Billy Murphy, right?
Right, right. That happened in 2024. And, you know, the mayor pointed to a statement, and I pulled that up. And it was a brief statement. I barely remember seeing the statement come out. And it just talked about the importance of working together and for the public safety of Baltimore City and a common goal of driving down violence. And that was pretty much it. And I don't think very many people knew that this meeting happened, that the two were brought together by Billy Murphy. And so that was a new piece of information for everybody. But it doesn't seem like that peace deal is holding.
No, and as tenuous as probably Ukraine-Russia at this point. Talk a little bit about the details here that that you're reporting. And one of those is that Bates is upset at apparently resources provided to victims and witnesses and how that may impact his ability to handle and conduct cases. Do you have any more details on what kind of resources?
Yeah, that part is interesting, and I will say I do think that that is arguably one of the newest pieces of information that the state's attorney outlined in this letter. He says that Mondi provides, sometimes it's monetary resources or, you know, it could be relocation assistance to victims and witnesses of crimes. And that information is not always relayed to the state's attorney's office. And the state's attorney says that that information needs to be relayed to them because that has to be disclosed during discovery, during the criminal case proceedings. And in the response, you know, the two traded letters, we got a copy of the mayor's response to the original letter, and then the state's attorney replied to the response. And in the reply from the state's attorney, he said that they've notified the Office of Public Defender that some cases there may be deficiencies in discovery because Monzi hasn't relayed the information about this victim assistant. Now, the mayor argues that Monzi is the one who is taking the lead on this because sometimes that victims need services and they don't always go through the criminal justice system. And he argues that that shouldn't prevent people from getting resources. Now, the mayor also says that the state's attorney was the one that canceled meetings that could have coordinated some of this back in October. I think that the state's attorney's office would argue that they have been pushing for more coordination and that they weren't getting the information that they needed. And this is kind of the result of this tense relationship between the two leaders.
Yeah, as part of your report, we also find out that the state's attorney is upset at what he's saying is part of the sidestep diversion program, in that apparently some of these offenders may be paid. Here's the quote from your story. While I can understand the desire to support young offenders, to do it in this manner is extremely troubling, as it sends a message to juvenile offenders that they will be compensated if they commit crimes against Baltimore residents. What is that all about?
Yeah, so that part is really interesting. And, you know, to remind everybody that the sidestep program was piloted in the Western. It's not operational at this moment. The Monzi has plans to expand, but right now that's not happening. So when it was first piloted, they, you know, like everything in the city contracted with other organizations. They gave them money to operate this. And those other entities offer incentives in the form of money to get kids to participate in the various programming. Now, the mayor says that that aspect, that payment aspect, was not part of the sidestep pilot, that that was something that these organizations did apparently on their own. But nonetheless, that was still happening, and that is the issue for the state's attorney. One of the issues that he has with the sidestep program, he argues that the diversion decision shouldn't have been made by Monzi itself because they're not attorneys. They don't really know the nuances of the law, and they're sidestepping, which is an ironic term, but they're skirting the victims in all of this. But apparently, in some instances, kids were getting incentives in the form of money to participate in this program from the actual organizations that were running it.
All right, hold that thought because I want to expand on that just a second with Mackenzie Frost in depth tonight, Fox 45 at 5:30 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker, has the update.
I'm not sure if they're working on a water main break or exactly what it is, but they're calling it a utility problem on Bel Air Road northbound right at the city-county line. They're going to be working through the mid-morning and through the midday, so heads up for that. Very limited lanes as you're leaving the city out towards Fullerton. Construction is underway. Again, this contractor works during rush hour. They block lanes on I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. They've been doing it for a long time. They create a pain in the ass for the traffic northbound at the 76-mile marker with that construction, which is underway, and we're currently looking at you there just crawling through the area. All the Beltway backups are still there, and we're still at least 20 minutes plus with delays at both the Harvard tunnels. In Baltimore County in the last couple of minutes with several accidents. Old Court Road at Scott's Level, that's west side. White Marsh Boulevard at Honeygold Boulevard, east side, and one on the north side at York Road at Ashland Road in the Cockeysville-Hunt Valley area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, low 40s today. Wind chill's going to make it feel like mid-30s, chilly tonight, low 20s, but clear. Maybe some snow tomorrow. Right now in the city, 34 and cloudy. It is 34 in Middle River. On our Newsmaker hotline, Fox 45's investigative journalist, Mackenzie Frost. She goes in-depth tonight at 5:30 and covering this rift between Mayor Scott and State's Attorney Ivan Bates. On the sidestep diversion incentive, I want to make sure I'm not mischaracterizing this. I want to ask you this, Mackenzie. If this, it may not have been sides Armanzi doing it, but somebody was paying these juvenile offenders to participate in the sidestep diversion program, is that not basically paying them not to commit crime?
I mean, I think that that is one way of looking at it. I mean, the way that this, you know, the whole thing was set up is it was a way to prevent kids from essentially going into the criminal justice system, right? And so if you were picked up for one of these qualifying offenses, and you went into the sidestep program, then it would be, I guess you would be given an incentive to participate. And I think that was one of the issues that was raised during the pilot program. Now, the mayor did make it clear that that was not part of the pilot. And if this program does move forward, it does not sound like that will be part of it. But it raises the question that we've been talking about so much over the years about how these nonprofits operate, right? And if this was a pilot program that the city was running, how did they not know that that was happening?
Right. That's an excellent point. The allies, you've been covering Safe Streets for the longest time, and you are very familiar with some of the problems that they've had with certain locations, with certain individuals. My question is this, why now? Ivan Bates. Why all of a sudden, because he's known the problem since he's been in office, he runs for re-election next year. Is it the re-election that's, you know, bringing this to the forefront? Or does he know something that we don't, maybe, about Safe Streets and Monzi at all?
I think that that is a very valid question that we have been asking, and a lot of people, you know, have been asking that, right? Why now? And some of these issues have been going on. I mean, we've been investigating Safe Streets before Ivan Bates came into office, you know, with the previous administration in the state's attorney's office. I think for Ivan Bates, he has been raising some of these concerns. I don't want to speak for him, and I will say that he has yet to speak publicly about these letters, so we don't know for sure his motivations behind sending this letter now. It appears that it has reached a tipping point for him trying to meet with them and talking about all of these issues. You know, it might be that it was just a frustration thing after building up after so many times and so many issues with different programs within Monzi. Politics definitely raises the stakes here as well. I would love to ask Mr. Bates in person about the motivations behind this, too.
Last thing, we do know his seven-page letter, the state's attorney's letter, was made public. The mayor's letter or response was not. Will the state's attorney's office? Do you have a copy?
Yes, I filed a public records request for the mayor's letter. I got a copy of that yesterday, and that was part of our reporting. And I also have a copy of the state's attorney's letter that he sent in response to the mayor's response. So there's a lot of letters flying around. And we have all of them, and we will be sharing them all with everybody tonight on In Depth, so you can definitely take a look at all of the letters that have been traded between these two men.
Excellent. Once again, we'll be tuned in 5:30 tonight, Fox 45, In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. We'll talk to you next week, Mackenzie.
Sounds good. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome. 8:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Coming up, the Trump administration wants Maryland's voter rolls. And I think we know why, but how deep is the problem? Also, we'll take a look at, there's a lot of pressure now on Republicans to extend or expand Obamacare and the subsidies, but there's a very strong reason why they shouldn't, and we'll explain in just a second. Right now, it's time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news.
All right, a positivity influencer from Australia shared a video this week of a guy near Detroit. His name is Ed Bombas. He's a veteran who's now working at the age of 88 full-time at a grocery store. Sam Weidenhofer has 2.3 million followers on his Instagram. He posted the video on Monday, and within days, they pitched in over $1 million to help Ed retire. Ed's pension was taken away when GM went bankrupt. His wife died 7 years ago. He had to sell the house and all of his belongings to make ends meet. He's still working at 88. Here's Ed and Sam talking about his experience.
Retired from General Motors in 99. 2012, they went bankrupt, and they took my pension away from me.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have a wife?
She passed away 7 years ago.
I try very hard to go to her gravesite every day and say hi.
No 88-year-old in America should have to work because they need to. And that breaks my heart. I just wanted to give him a chance to, like, retire. You know, you'll at least have some comfort.
He will, with $1 million in his coffers. It's just an incredible story. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it for me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Fox 45 News, from policymakers to public safety, we challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Relentlessly pursuing the facts.
I've been digging deeper into how your tax dollars are being spent.
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News. Investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party, you're going to be a speed bump. I told you that 2024 was the election we returned to common sense from nonsense, and you are going to be a speed bump to greatness and history at our 250th year, and you threw everything at us. The tenets of Mao, of the Third Reich, of Stalin, you threw it all at us, and you couldn't get it done.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now the final update. Once again, the only snowflake in Brooksville. Chuck Whitaker.
I saw that. I deleted it very quickly.
You liked it. I saw it.
I'm going to block you. I'll fix you. The outer loop is still slow here at 795, and it's going from there all the way to Frederick Road before it gets better. Inner loop at Green Spring, a little better now. The Parkville side at Hartford Road. At least now we're starting to get a few gaps in the traffic, starting to wind down. No late problems on the interstate. Oliver County has been busy the last couple of minutes. We mentioned earlier some accidents. The new wreck, maybe a pedestrian struck on Pedonia Road east of 83 at Beaver Dam Road. So that means a lot of traffic in that area. These two construction areas are going to be working today. On Belair Road northbound at the city county line, they're working on 95 north at Route 24 in Harford County, taking away a lane. And Charlie Gishler says they're going to start pre-treating some of the roads today for what may be coming tomorrow. So if you see the truck out there and they're spraying the liquid and the brine and whatever else they're putting down, just be careful. Stay back a little bit. Give them a little bit of room. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, low 40s. Breeze will bring it into the mid-30s. Tonight, chilly, low 20s. Maybe some of that frozen stuff tomorrow. It's a cloudy 34 in Columbia and 36 in Annapolis. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are doing A-okay. Thanks.
Well, you know, I had to find this picture. I don't know if you can see this, Sean, but did you see what I posted this morning with Mayor Brandon Scott?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has on this two-piece suit. It's very matchy-matchy, and I guess he was posing for a magazine cover. I thought it was interesting because the backdrop is like a bunch of encyclopedias.
Right.
I wonder if he knew that. Does he know what an encyclopedia actually is? I just thought that was funny.
Or maybe they're law books or something.
Yeah, maybe, possibly. Of course, we're going to talk about the big fight between State's Attorney Ivan Bates and Mayor Brandon Scott. I was at Glenn Gilhar's event last night, and there were actually many listeners here for WCBM, and they were like, please, please make sure you spend lots of time on this argument between the two. Because, of course, you know, we've been talking about this. So Mayor Brandon Scott, he's been using Ivan Bates as cover and pretending that GVRS and all this other stuff is actually working.
Yeah, and I think the revelation, I was just talking to Mackenzie moments ago about it, that this pilot program, and the mayor's denying Monzie was doing it, but somebody was paying these youthful offenders not to commit crime.
Yeah.
So that to me is a major part of the story.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The other is you're providing resources for victims and witnesses, which could impact cases.
Right, exactly.
So, and I mean,
of course the prosecutors would be
who's advising the mayor? He better start reading those encyclopedias. Right.
Can
now.
He? That's the question.
I think the other great question, just the story breaking of the Sun paper, is that Governor Moore is doubling down. He is not turning over the SNAP data to the USDA.
We're going to talk about that.
What is he hiding?
That's it.
You look what happened in Minnesota.
Immigrants. Yeah.
You look what happened in these other states. What is he hiding? I mean, you know, you want to be president and you're hiding something like maybe billions of dollars of fraud in your food stamp program.
Right.
It's all, they've already committed $300 million worth of errors,
right,
which is going to cost the taxpayers.
$8.5 billion. We have no idea where it went. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Maryland's just a black hole where money disappears, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And we're going to talk to Senator Bob Long today because he actually sat in at the MDTA meeting and he found out more about why the bridge, the key bridge, is going to cost us so much more money. So he's going to join us at 11 o'clock. And then Tory Snow is actually joining us today at 10 o'clock to talk about his op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. He's been weighing in on Mr. Turnip Seed, the 71-year-old that has been brutally beaten by...
Still no charges, right?
Still no charges.
Yeah.
What is going on there?
Yeah, that's just amazing. And there's a big question whether or not Mr. Turnipseed, unfortunately, if his demise has been added to the homicide count or not.
Yeah, well, you know what? People keep checking in. I see on Facebook, people like Kenny Ebron in West Baltimore, they're saying that his name still isn't on the list. So I don't know what's going on, but we'll get to the bottom of it today.
Okay, very good. Kim Klasick, of course, live at 9 right here on WCBM. So the argument over extending or expanding Obamacare or the subsidies, we now find out from Jody Arrington, his House Budget Committee has released a report, a bombshell GAO report exposing the rampant fraud plaguing the Democrats' expanded Obamacare subsidies, which have effectively no eligibility checks, no anti-fraud controls or other basic program integrity measures in place. You know, much like here in Maryland, under Governor Tax Moore. Billions of tax dollars have been wasted, increased health care costs. The details are shocking. I have not gotten into the whole report yet. This is just from a press release from Congressman Arrington. There were tens of thousands of cases where fraudsters used phony information, no information, duplicate information to siphon federal resources from these COVID-era expanded Obamacare subsidies. It was Democrats who created this shoddy subsidy program with no financial controls, no income cap, no guardrails against the most blatant fraud, including the approval of subsidies for thousands of dead people and subsidies for people making upwards of $500,000 a year. Just incredible. All right, so we'll get more on this GAO report tomorrow on the show, as well as the voter rolls here in Maryland. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next. Got a great show planned for you. And we're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.